The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in Progress.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
With Fred Kirsch.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Just doing my workout. Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, so deep.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is
Quinn.
And my right one,
Mendenhall.
You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Eric Scalavino.
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J.
For now, anyway.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, it's the pleats.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Skyrockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium. And still, we're under lockout rules here in the NFL.
Under lockout and key.
But the flame keeps burning on PFW in Progress. We're the keepers of the flame.
Yeah, we keep Eric on this show.
What? See now. Anyway, we'll be here until 2 o'clock taking your phone calls and emails. The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. A lot of 9-8s in there. A lot of 8s. Triple H.
A lot of O's.
Snowmen, if you will.
What?
Ocho.
Snowmen.
Snowmen.
It's snowmen.
Is that radio talk? Snowmen?
No, it's golf talk.
So yeah. 50 snowmen, 29 snowmen, 039 snowmen.
Yes. Good job, Freddie.
That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. And webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Eric's here. Andy's here. Paul's here. Kevin's in the booth.
Technically speaking, we're now in the longest work stoppage. It's 50 snowman days long, even though it doesn't feel quite the same because it's not in the middle of the season. But yeah, technically this is the longest NFL.
Is it really? I've stopped counting the days.
Past 82.
There was
today.
A theft at Fenway Park.
Yeah,
they're very vague though.
Yeah, they stole all the ticket buyers' money.
Home plate.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, but
Kevin Lackey.
They've yet to say.
I got it, Freddie.
How it
did
happened?
I got you. Did anybody get Lackey?
What? Did you hear him? Sucks like the rest of my life right now.
Well, no one followed up. I mean, maybe there might be some stuff going on.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, I would have asked.
I just like that he got nine earned runs in 6 2/3 innings, and evidently it was all Carl Crawford's fault because he couldn't catch a fly ball for him.
Screw the Sox. Let's talk some football. So, bad night for Boston sports. Celtics bounced out.
Did your guy get a hit?
I don't know. Is he still going, Paul?
That's a negative. Ellsbury?
Oh, it's done?
The streak came to an end. That's sad. No. Crawford get a hit? He had a streak going, too.
He had 2 or 11?
Hits. Crawford had some hits. Yeah.
Two hits. I think he's up to like 220, believe it or not.
So, anyway, and Celtics got bounced. So,
see if we can get him in the Hall of Fame soon.
When he gets all the more reason like for a very special off-season edition of PFW in Progress.
That's right.
A lot of people amused from the last show. Me mentioning where one of our emailers was from. A certain town in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. I was more amused that you brought up the name of a bar that you pretended that is common.
Oh, you know how they have things.
And I
over
asked
there.
The two biggest drinkers upstairs, and they said no.
No, there's a lot of bars.
Kevin, why don't you look that up, that bar that he was talking
about? The Cockle Gobbler.
There's a lot of bars that have the picture of the rooster, and it's the cock and something.
Yeah, but
the Cockle Gobbler.
Not balls. I'm telling you, we need to open a sports bar franchise in the UK with the little rooster and, you know,
and a
football,
soccer
ball. A soccer ball, you know.
The Cockle Gobbler.
Tennis ball.
Cricket
ball. Basketball. Cricket ball.
What does a cricket ball look like? I don't even know.
It looks like a little baseball.
Isn't it like,
it's
a,
like a little white ball?
Kind of?
Yeah, kind of, or more like a lacrosse ball, probably. Yeah.
Is it made out of rubber,
or does it? So it doesn't have stitches. I don't believe it does. I've
is
never
it hard.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's like those lacrosse balls.
Unbelievable.
Like
I was thinking of a field hockey ball.
Yeah,
kind of similar. Yeah.
Yeah. That looks like it would really hurt if it got.
Oh yeah, that's hard.
Flung at
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you would know, Andy.
All right. So what's going on, guys?
what?
We found out that Rob Gronkowski will be at a Football for You event in Worcester.
Yes.
Helping the kids.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
Round, well, the event is 12:30 to 5, but Gronk's supposed to be there around 4-ish.
Yep. And Patrick Chung will be appearing in an event with Robert Kraft this Sunday.
And it's allowed.
Yeah.
It's not breaking lockout rules.
At the Hall at Raytheon, presented by Patriot Place. What is it?
We're now mocking major sponsors.
All at Raytheon. Well, he got the sponsor.
Presented
right
by Raytheon.
He's actually mocking us.
So they'll be there for the science thing.
Science.
Yeah, there you
sports
go.
Sports and science. They do it annually.
Paul's getting drunk. They're going to come see that.
It's actually a really good thing. Kids
presented
come in with
by
their
Raytheon.
Experiments, and it's like a big science project. Remember the science projects when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Did everybody here make a volcano?
Oh, I did.
Point?
I did. I got an honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Who won?
I don't remember.
No?
I pulled the Paul
Kid who invented the iPhone. Joey Chang.
I pulled a Paul
probably,
Perillo. And
probably John
in,
Barry.
I handed in the same science fair experiment 3 years in a row.
Why is that a Paul Perillo?
Good. Three different grades.
He sounds like he's 8 miles away, doesn't he?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, not far enough.
I absolutely did just enough to get by. I did all of those science projects on the night before the.
Sure.
The funny thing, was,
Kevin, I got to
do the
planets.
I did the same project three times.
Solar
like,
system.
The same thing and got three different grades.
I did something on the heart in the fifth grade, and
me?
The volcano
and
was
Andy?
In the sixth grade.
Jumbo heart. On
not,
Twitter.com.
Not you.
You gonna ask me something?
Did you do a solar system? Fred?
I did the solar system. Dinosaurs.
Whatever. Let
you
them
know.
What did you use for the for the planets?
He's
like
getting mad now.
Styrofoam or actual like tennis ball, basketball.
I think I drew it. There
oh,
was
you
a
drew
big,
it.
A big poster that I made.
Oh, you didn't actually do the cutting?
No, I didn't do that.
How about a mouse?
We couldn't afford styrofoam balls.
I think I had to make a mouse trap once.
You made a mouse trap?
And something to put a flame out. You had to somehow put a candle out without touching it or something.
Oh.
I forget exactly. You had to shut off the oxygen, so you had to create something.
Right.
Like close it down.
Anyway, so the news Sunday for this science thing with Raytheon and the Hall.
Presented by Raytheon.
Is like Eric said, you know, Patrick Chung will be there with the owner, which is allowed. If you had a pre-scheduled community type of event with a
or an annual event.
Or annual right. event with a player and management or coach, it's okay. So.
If I were trying to be more worried that Robert's going to talk about him dropping the ball again. Remember when he had that one comment
That's
where
right.
he was just shooting basically and Belichick and this guy and that guy and. Why don't you catch the ball next time?
Maybe Chung had to go to make up for that.
Ask some kid. How about for a science experiment? You make some gloves that'll make this guy catch the ball.
Peter from Surrey says, ha, 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 a cricket ball is a hard red ball with stitching. Very similar to a baseball, but with more pronounced stitching around the circumference.
It's red?
Circumference.
Is it circumference?
Circumference.
Oh, my God.
You Yanks will never understand. There is also, I said it the English way. There is also There is also
marking
a pub.
That one down. That's being marked.
There is also a pub in my village called the Cock and Bull.
Oh,
yes.
Now there you go. That's a little more, but
the
never,
gobbler.
Never what you said. So, Pete, you should open up a sports bar and call it the Cock and Balls.
I don't think we can say that, Eric.
Yes, we can. It's a rooster, and it's athletic equipment.
It's
no.
not so a penis but, and testicles.
But I have
that's how you want to think about it, you
I believe I've seen
childish.
Cricket balls that are white, too.
I thought they were white.
Well, Peter from Surrey is telling you red with stitching.
I didn't know that.
And they have more pronounced stitching. So
yeah.
Do they throw, like, curveballs and stuff?
Because if the more pronounced stitching would allow you to throw more pronounced curveballs.
I would imagine there's all types of spins that they put on that, you know, we don't know about.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Seems like a very complicated.
They throw.
Except we visited the place, right?
Yeah, well, you visited the place.
That was awesome.
You visited.
I was doing the. What place is that that you visited?
In London, we went to one of the an old
cricket ground.
Really cool, really old.
It really was. I just forgot.
Had a club name, I think.
You'll have to look it up on the blog.
There was all these old people on the walls, you know, the greatest this and that that they'd ever have hundreds of years ago.
But rugby was.
It's where I did my appearance on the BBC.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the highlights.
From the
stands. It's where the Patriots practiced.
It was a really cool little old field.
Yeah, that was nice.
Somebody could probably email in the name.
Rugby was the game we enjoyed, though. When we
rugby
were
was
there.
The game.
We watched two rugby matches.
Oh, I was big on rugby.
On the telly.
So
I think the London Bees were one of them. London Bumblebees or something like that. One of the teams.
All right. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Got a lot of emails coming in.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, we do. Quite a few emails, but, you know, as I don't
about?
Like to get to them right away.
Because you like to.
I like to get out whatever news we have and
you
set.
It's like circumference and set.
Set the table.
I thought he was going to say something else when he said circum, and then he just said the word totally wrong. You know, I thought he was going to make a penis joke.
Scission?
Yes.
We set the table here with what else is going on. So those are a couple things happening.
Well, Rob Gronkowski talking about the Patriots working out under.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, what was the headline? Under the radar screen.
Under the radar screen. Right.
Which is a stupid headline.
But I have a question for you, Fred.
Mixed metaphors there.
Now, the Patriots are holding some informal workouts like most other teams around the league.
He didn't say where, though.
Right. Just said somewhere in southeastern Massachusetts.
Which I found interesting. I think Taunton.
Yeah, Andy and I had came up with Taunton is our
because it would be
destination.
Foxborough's not southeastern Mass. If it was around here, I think
it
would
is
say,
considered southeastern.
No, but I think they would say in the Foxborough area.
Is it?
Because everyone knows that's where the Patriots are
on the very
Taunton,
very
edge
northern
of the,
point,
northern,
of
north, northwestern south, point of
right,
southeastern
right,
Mass.
Right.
I think it's in Taunton.
It'd be great if it were at Dartmouth. Right down the street, Andy drives by it every day. Doesn't pay attention.
The high school is like a mile from my house.
It might be taking place at Andy's house. He wouldn't have any idea.
Right.
I turn it off when I get home.
It's on the ground.
That's right. Future,
they already planted them.
Yeah, no. He's actually been watching them every night, but he turns it off when he goes home. And he falls asleep.
That's right.
So anyway, Paul, what was your question?
I want to know if it's...
Here's where Paul makes it seem negative what the Patriots are doing.
No, no, no.
Positive what everyone else is doing.
This is not negative at all for the Patriots. This is... I'm questioning what is the story to you of the Patriots working out?
What is the story of
isn't the story like the fact that they are working
out? They are working
out. Like everybody else.
I mean, that's it.
Like, a lot of our fans the last couple of weeks have been writing into this show and to SPFW wondering why Drew Brees, one person wrote in Drew Brees, Breeze, why he's leading workouts.
He has a large circumference.
Why he's leading workouts for the Saints, but the Patriots aren't having anything.
Well, no. See,
and now we're finding out.
It was windy
out
at their workouts. He drew a lot of breeze.
Exactly. So we're finding out that the Patriots are, in fact, doing it as well. Isn't that the story? That the Patriots are doing it. They're working out. Maybe they're not doing it. Maybe Tom Brady's not here. It's not as high profile.
But according
Tom Brady's not here and there aren't as, 40 people. The story said 10 or 15 people. Okay, so there are fewer participants.
Right.
But according to the
Who
story,
cares
Paul...
if they're trying to keep it under wraps? Like, why is that part of the story?
Is it?
Well, that was the first three paragraphs were all about low-key,
yeah,
under the radar, as Andy said, under the radar screen. They're working out. Gronkowski didn't want to say anything, but somehow he eventually did. To me, the story is that they're working out, and that's a good thing if... That's important to you. Like I said last week.
Is there a reason that
I don't really
keep
care
it
about
wraps,
any of this?
Or?
Yeah, because the Patriot way is not to bring attention to yourself like all these other teams. They're saying that the other teams are doing it to draw attention to themselves.
Oh.
And that they're working out.
No, no, no.
10
they're
to 15...
not saying that. This is what the story said.
Right.
And whose story?
Who
is
wrote
it?
This story?
I've seen it.
ESPN.com. ESPNBoston.com. Mike Reese.
Okay.
I've also seen stories about their supposed workouts where they're working out so much harder than everybody else.
Oh, I haven't seen any.
How would they know?
Well, that's according to the accounts of
another,
the other.
Another,
but that
other
brings
place.
Up a
another
good
fair question, though, Freddie.
But that brings up a good point, and I think I read might have been on Florio. What if in any of these workouts somebody gets hurt?
Well, that's why Breeze paid for insurance for everybody.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, can a team, like, is that a non-football related injury?
Oh, I would think. If they wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an NFI.
Right. But my guess is they put him on PUP.
You know, but it does call into question all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were doing a non-team sanctioned event, and you got hurt.
Right, but the intention is good.
Right, and it's the same thing as what's happening every other offseason. This is why this is not a huge deal.
Now, if Ocho Cinco gets hurt riding a bull,
that's a little different.
That's definitely NFI.
Different, but
is
let's face
be
it,
on TV?
These players,
I'd like to see it,
too. These players work out in the offseason every year, and a lot of them do so on their own, and the risk of injury is the same then as there is now. So I think a lot of this is overrated.
See, I thought you were going to go with workouts. What I thought the interesting part of the story was that most teams have 40 people at their workouts and the Patriots only have 10
Well, see,
to
that's
15.
The way you guys would take it because you would tend to go to the negative.
I'm just saying.
A fact, by the way, that was brought up earlier to me today by someone involved in the organization.
Who?
Come on now.
Come on now.
Well, we're what involved was that with fact? The organization.
That we only had 10 or 15 players. Everybody else seems to have 40.
Right. Well, I know who was doing a West – oh, Sanchez is doing a West Coast
That's right.
right. Workout.
West Coast Jets.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think any – like I said
– they actually did that last year, too.
Yeah, I mean,
in trouble for it.
When you give your workout a name, I think you are kind of looking for attention.
Well, it was named last year.
But
and
I don't
they got in trouble for it when it was illegal.
Who cares about the attention? Why do you care if anybody's giving you attention
I think the players care because they want the fans to know we're still into this.
Sure. So, fine. So, do it if you want. But I'm saying – Why is getting attention for it bad and not getting attention for it good?
To me,
they're both irrelevant.
Okay.
You're going to be working out in the off season.
What did Mike Reese say? Did he give a reasoning why one was better than the other?
No, he just made big deal of the fact that the Patriots' way is to keep these things under wraps, low key. I think there was like five or six different adjectives to describe the fact that there were no lights and cameras there, microphones. I don't really, you know, we can't be there anyway, so it's kind of irrelevant to us because we can't talk to the players. But I don't really see what the whole big deal is, whether or not anybody knows about it. Either way, I don't see why you wouldn't have to tell anybody you're doing it either. To me, the story is the fact that they are working out, not they're trying to work out without you finding out.
Maybe
about
they
it.
Just didn't want Brandon Diedrich to come.
How does he know his name?
He doesn't know what circumference is, but he knows Brandon Diedrich.
Rodney Mayo is leading the session, but he knows Brandon Diedrich.
And I'm going to guess Brandon Diedrich was supposed to be there, but fell asleep.
Email just came in through the transom. Eric, I love you. This is. I just want to say that you're awesome, and these guys are always talking about you, but don't listen to them. You're very sexy.
Is this Chaz?
Keep up the good work. Your number one fan, Lori Ann, 22 years old from San Benito, Texas. P.S. I'm Italian, too. I think we are meant to be in a non-creepy way. Love you. Wow.
That's a man, no
and
doubt.
And the email, it's a legit email. It's a woman's email address.
You can make up an email address in 10 seconds.
So now Fred can tell the gender of an email address.
Wow. Well, if Eric starts Googling San Benito, Texas when he gets back to his desk, we'll go.
No, I have the BlackBerry now. I can do it right from here.
Let's get IT on that.
Well, thank you.
He needs to pursue
Lori-Ann?
Any options he has.
Is that what?
Lori-Ann, yeah.
Lori-Ann?
Yeah, Iorito, I think.
Oh, Fred just giving everything away on this show today.
Well, here we go.
Sounds like Lori-Ann's willing to give everything away, too.
Listen to this, guys. Another email just in over the transom.
What's with the transom today?
Well, I usually
it's
don't
a boat term, right?
I don't read emails as they come in because I like to kind of read them in order.
Yes.
You know, but when it's relevant to exactly what we're talking about, I like to read it.
But why is it a transom? Is it the boat term? Isn't that the back
of the boat? No, transom is a thing over the doors. Back in the old days,
the window.
In offices, they used to have this little window above the door.
Yeah.
And when the office was closed, people would slip in articles or mail over the transom.
There's also a boat transom.
Is there?
I believe it's the
back. What's the matter with just sliding it under the door?
Oh, because it might be too big.
These were larger windows.
Like parcels.
Yeah. Oh, I know the window you're talking about.
It's in Toy Story 3, actually.
I didn't know you had to. I didn't know it was for that.
And they're locked in.
It wasn't for that.
Did anybody check the transom?
And really? Okay.
It was for ventilation,
sense.
But people would put things.
No,
over
I know.
The transom.
I know what the word meant. And I know what I can picture it totally. What you're talking about.
Peter from Northern Ireland says, great show Tuesday, and luckily for you, Fred, Cock and Take is a real town in Staffordshire, England.
Really?
And, of course, the keen geographer that is Fred Kirsch knew that. On Pro Football Focus, more attention for them, but this is a lockout. A thought occurred to me, the Brady to Hernandez touchdown against Green Bay was clearly inaudible to the out, yet the simple throw garners a low grade, a system as flawed as Eric's claims to have beat up a kid. Finally, as to the 8-8 in Super Bowl versus 12-4, would you rather be the Bucks from the last decade or the Eagles? Great work as ever, guys, getting me through painful exam revision. So there is a Cock and Take.
That's a better. That's a little bit better of a.
You couldn't wait to say it again.
An analogy: Bucks and Eagles.
Bucks now, and Eagles.
The Bucks kind of bottomed out a little bit more than 8-8 every year, but that's not bad.
That's a very
Bucks
good analogy, actually. I'll take the Bucks. They won a Super Bowl. I will take the Super Bowl winner every time over the non-Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what it's all about.
Stupid.
It's not all about competing and eventually losing. It's about winning a championship.
And then never competing again for a decade.
Yeah, fine. I have a title. You don't.
Yes, I do. I have three.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, not if you're the Eagles.
But they competed.
Oh.
If you're going 8-8, you're competing. It's not like you're not out really. Of the playoffs every year. You know,
hey,
after
you started
0-8,
I said.
But that's not part of the equation.
Could be.
Zach from Syracuse.
There's a lot of ways to get to 8-8.
Zach from Syracuse says,
they're looking for on my
circle jerk.
Zach from Syracuse about the workout says, maybe they didn't want anyone to know because they didn't want Ken Walter to show up. That could be a good reason.
Since they only have 10 or 15 guys, I think they should be
a very likely
everybody.
Scenario.
Yeah.
That's very likely. I could see that.
So, Paul, you're upset about. I'm not upset. Upset's not a good word.
Curious.
Curious.
I'm wondering what other people think. I'm throwing it out
well,
there.
Well, I'll bet you this.
Maybe the readers thought that was interesting, that they were trying to keep it under wraps. I don't really understand
it. But if there are teams that are working out and we don't know about, that kind of blows that out of the water. We don't even know about those teams.
Well,
so.
To me, that's if you want to say that, be critical. If you truly don't want anybody to know, then don't tell anybody.
Hmm.
And then no one can find out.
Well, didn't it slip out? Didn't Gronkowski, did it slip out?
No.
I think he was sort of coaxed into talking
said
about
it. First he said no, and then he just said yes.
So if your goal is to say, I don't want anybody to know, then you don't say, but we're trying to keep it down low.
I don't think it's breaking news what Gronkowski said, because Gerard Mayo was quoted as saying that he was leading workouts.
When I covered an event at...
Wasn't he?
Boston Children's Hospital, maybe, in early March.
Yep.
Before the lockout really had even taken effect. It was definitely before the lockout because I was able to talk to the players. And he said that they definitely had plans to have informal workouts. And Ninkovich at the time joked that we're all heading to Mayo's house. He's got a great Bowflex in his basement. But that was the plan.
Right.
Mayo was going to be kind of the ringleader and
right.
Get those informal workouts organized.
A couple other emails just in. Mark from Cheddar said he forgot to mention that there is a place in North England called Cockermouth. And yes, Fred.
No, that's just.
If it's a place, it's a place.
And yes, Fred, it is pronounced Cockermouth. Name of the field that you guys were at was the Brit Oval, where
yes.
BBC.
Brit Oval. That is correct. The Brit Oval.
So
I have a little news. From Albert Breer.
Yeah.
Apparently, did you mention that there was a hearing today on the TV money?
I did not mention that.
Well, today there's a hearing in Minnesota on the TV money. The case that the NFL lost, now they're deciding on if there will be damages. Players are asking for a lot of money, blah, 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 in front of Judge Doty. And apparently he opened his hearing today with, to be honest, I didn't think we'd have this hearing, and I'm a bit disappointed we're having it.
Hmm.
So the tone of the judges is starting to really come
out. Yeah, I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to get involved.
This is nonsense. There's people breaking laws and real stuff that needs to be done by judges, and they're spending time on the NFL, and this is nonsense.
Yeah, sorry about that. I pulled a Fred and didn't have my mic on. But there's nothing to worry about, because Goodell's told everybody that he just wants to keep negotiating. He thinks that we should negotiate.
There's that tone that those judges were employing.
Yes.
Nonsense. Jim writes in, only on Patriots Radio is the color of balls a topic for discussion. The Slazenger Test 5.5-ounce cricket balls boasts a top-quality alum-tanned leather construction with a cork core and layered cork center, 5.5-ounce top quality alum tan leather, cork core, layered cork, worsted yarn. Doesn't say what color it is, though.
After all that.
You did say cork 12 times, you cork soaker.
Look at that devious laugh you just had.
Cork in mouth. What was that?
Sam in Chicago.
Cock in her mouth.
Sam in Chicago.
Cocker mouth.
That's not the name.
I'm telling you, it's because there cock is a rooster.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't have the same.
And here it's Andy.
It doesn't have the same universal meaning as it does in America.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does at this point.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I don't think it does.
It's a word for a rooster here too, not as commonly used, I guess. But
exactly.
So it has no negative connotation there?
Oh, it probably does, but sure not as much as here.
Probably not. But.
Freddie, there was an interesting...
Because they put it up because it's funny. I mean, the bars do it because it is a play on words.
Mm-hmm. There was an interesting story here in the news this week. A gentleman had a groundbreaking face transplant at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Well, evidently, he's from Indianapolis, yep. And there was a little bit of a jersey exchange between... The patient and the doctor.
Yeah.
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning jerseys were exchanged because obviously the Boston connection. But I don't know if you saw any of it. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
The surgery, the guy. I mean, it's remarkable. The guy had no face, literally, and now.
That's tough.
Yeah.
What I didn't see this. I didn't see the reason why. Like, what caused his?
I guess his name was Mitch Hunter. And the surgery was at Brigham and Women's Hospital, I believe. In Boston, right? Brigham and Women's.
Mm. Well, what caused this condition?
I don't know.
It's phenomenal. I mean, the picture now, though, you barely notice that he has anything different. A little bit of a scar.
Yeah.
Near like his
and
hairline.
That gets better over time.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
And the droop's going to get better. Drooping
his
muscles
chin,
come back
a little bit of sunken
it's
eyes.
It's amazing.
But it is unbelievable.
I have to go for a stress test tomorrow.
Oh,
you're
my
You're stressed,
God.
Aren't you?
For my heart.
Are you stressing about the stress test?
What?
Are you stressing about
it? No, I'm not at all.
So you're not coming in?
Your heart is.
No, I just have to go over to the facility at 10.
They're going to put you on a treadmill and you run and stuff and you're wired up?
See what I did there? So you're not coming in tomorrow?
Why this?
Well, I've had a little bit of a discomfort.
It's all the fat.
You've been having it on the air a lot lately.
No, it's just like it comes randomly and, it makes you like want to go...
Shortness of breath?
Not really shortness of breath, but it's like a heavy.
He's going to ruin one of our running jokes. We can't say the big one's coming if the big one's really
not
coming.
Not a fast beat, but like a heavy beat of the heart.
No more fat shoulder jokes.
So,
no more the big one is
coming. It's kind of weird.
That's
weird.
All right. You still have me.
But when I work out.
You're not dying. You're just fat.
It doesn't bother me. So the doctor said that's a very good sign.
Did you tell him I don't really work out?
He's funny because he's fat.
Did a push-up contest and turned bright red.
I have to go.
Yeah, did you feel it during the push-up contest?
No, not at all. So I have to go tomorrow at 10 for a stress test. Now, do you bring shorts to that, or what do? Just go down to your skinnies?
You bring shorts. You don't want to do it.
Do you really?
You don't want to do the stress test in the clothes you're going to come back to work in.
No.
They really do work you out that hard?
Yeah. You should bring like sweatpants or change of clothes or something.
You'll be on a treadmill.
You're gonna need a shower.
Have you done this, Paul?
No, but my dad has.
Did you ever see the Cosby Show episode where he went to go?
No,
he went to go.
Combustible Huxtable.
Combustible Huxtable.
So do they let you shower after?
In the beginning, he's doing it backwards,
and then his lip is flapping at the end, and he falls off the thing.
Do you shower afterwards?
I would assume you're gonna want to.
Is there like a nurse and a sponge involved?
You're close enough to home anyway. You can just go home and change.
Yeah, I don't want to go all the way back.
All the way?
All the way.
Well, that whole 10 minutes?
That's 20 miles round trip.
I have no idea what you would do if you lived as far away as Andy and I.
Oh, I would move.
All the way.
I would freaking move.
I don't want to go all the way
I would
back.
Not put up with that. The reason I moved here, I didn't always live here. I moved here.
When you got rich and could afford the neighborhood.
No, I was living nearer to Boston when I worked in Boston, and then when I worked here, I moved here.
Update from our friend Warren in London. Warren,
he's a
nice lad. Yes, he is a nice lad. Two updates,
he's
actually.
Big time.
Cricket balls can be either red or white.
I just thought of a grasshopper cricket.
What are they emailing
little
you directly
teeny balls?
Now?
Twitter. They're via the Twitter.
Okay.
And the rugby team we saw was the London Wasps. The team that we watched on television.
As in
the
white,
black and yellow.
Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
No. As in the insect.
Oh.
Now it's a wasp's they look like balls bigger than a cricket's balls. thanks, Warren. Thank you.
Just so you know, I got a tweet as well, Eric, if we're going to do the little Twitter portion of the show.
Yeah.
From my friend Misha Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my
the
Italian.
The R should be an H.
Nice boobs and meatballs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She likes you too.
Oh.
Eric is very sweet. I like him too, and I'm Italian too. Don't be jealous. Laugh out loud.
Wow.
That's LOL. Telling you to be not to be jealous or me?
Yeah, me. Eric getting also, if we're in the flirtation portion of the show, you guys will get a kick out of this. Got a tweet from James Sanders 36.
What?
Because I retweeted.
Did you?
Did you guys see?
Wait, is that considered legal? You're having contact with a player?
It's a good point.
I don't know.
If it's social, it's okay.
It's like when I saw Chung in Patriot Pro.
You're allowed to have social
okay.
contact.
All right.
Yep. But there was a long story on the meat locker. I don't know what
right.
that is.
Right.
Really.
I saw that and I was like, why is Andy giving this guy
because it's a nice
credit.
James Sanders story.
All right, go ahead.
With lots of quotes. And yeah. I just said, I retweeted it and said, I never think he gets enough credit for his play. And James said, thanks, bud. Have a great day.
Does he know who you were?
Oh, yeah. He knows who I am.
Oh, God.
Thanks to Paul and Mike Reese.
The guy massages massages his leg in the locker room every
Mike
week.
Mike and
of course
I
he knows who he is.
Jimmy Sanders in last year.
In fact, I believe they told him I call him Jimmy, despite the fact that no one else
I
does.
Told him. I told him we all at PFW are big fans because we appreciate his professionalism, but there is one guy who takes it a little bit, and Mike overheard, and he came in and he goes, Andy's a big fan.
Jason in Wisconsin
Screw
writes
you,
in
Reese.
About...
We didn't have the heart to tell... Well, Reese feels like that about everybody in this locker room.
Jason in Wisconsin writes in about the workouts. I read the item from Reese as well about the Patriots getting together and working out. I'd like to know what your guys' opinion is about A.J. Hawk's comments regarding player-organized workouts as written by Wayne Larrivee of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Having problems with the pronunciation today, isn't
I think you should go for that stress test now because I think you're actually having an issue.
There is a
Were
lot of talk.
Paper?
This is what he says. Sorry. There is a lot of talk about NFL players getting together for informal workouts during the lockout. I believe A.J. Hawk of the Packers had the most sensible comment on this issue. He cautioned that these workouts take place often on high school fields in the area, not on NFL-quality practice fields. Coaches are not involved, so in many cases, these workouts lack structure or direction. Finally, players are not covered medically for injuries suffered during these types of workouts. Hawk brings up some pertinent points as some teams begin to get together, including the Packers, who might start some group workouts as early as next week. So, A.J. Hawk raising
concerns.
Well,
they might not be covered unless they have their own insurance policies.
Right.
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 You know, against such things.
Yeah.
And you would imagine if you're a professional athlete, you might take the precaution of getting an extra one.
There's an argument to be made for that they're, you know, they're informal workouts. You're not doing it under the same conditions that you normally would. And then, you know, if you're going to be a really hardline union guy, you know, there's that element that we're in a work stoppage here. Why are we working out?
You
why
should
we
be getting fat and happy.
Yeah. Why are we helping them?
You want to come out back to work in terrible shape and screw the product because they want you. Know,
yeah, but
no one thinks that.
The difference between this union and like an electrician's union is you don't get worse by not doing your craft as
right.
an electrician.
I said to Paul, I'm all with the players, all in, because I know I'm only playing 5 years, 7 years, whatever. I'm not wasting a year of my career, of my life, my livelihood, to support the brotherhood. I'm not going to get fat and be out of shape and pull a hamstring just to prove a point.
Exactly.
So I'm all in with the players. What I was saying, Paul, is I believe those quotes appeared in our paper as well, Patriots Football Weekly. They just hit newsstands yesterday.
Was that in Balzer?
In one of them.
I don't remember Hawks.
No, it was in Cockermouth. Balzer, Cockermouth. One's a columnist, one's a town, Paul. I can say both.
Now, if he opened up a pub, could he call it the Cock and Balzer?
Sure.
There you go. Speaking of odd places.
Now, would it be okay if he were gay? Because that would make it literal.
Speaking of speaking of oddly named towns, Todd.
Paul's just shaking his head.
I mean, really.
Paul wants to talk serious football, man.
No, I'd like to think of myself as one of the most immature people on the planet, but I feel like a Rhodes Scholar today.
You're not.
Todd writes in that there's great fishing in Dildo, Newfoundland. These are oddly named places.
Well, of course there would be good fishing there.
Smells like fish.
All right. Food's here, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from VCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
What will that be on?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
We all know that Andy is the bully of PFW in Progress. He can dish it out, but can he take it?
I'm trying to read the email. Guy's pulling an all-nighter so that he can email during the show, and Andy's disrespecting.
No, that's not my fault. It's
you. That's your fault.
You're the one who picks and chooses the emails.
That's your fault.
Shut up.
Typical big head. He's never wrong, and nothing's ever his fault.
You're the one who chooses
that's
the
not
email.
My fault. It's not my fault that I'm talking about. You're talking.
Don't have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to Fred to put Andy in his place.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
Now, back to PFW in Progress.
He's going to kill him.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. They don't like when I say back here.
Fred always jumps the gun on that.
Yeah, I do.
Why do you do that? You did that last week,
It
too.
Just seems like the natural ending ends like 6 seconds before that.
Wow, are you criticizing the production value?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it seems like it. Producer wants to be an egomaniac and point to his talent when it's their time to talk.
Brian in Brighton writes in, I finally got myself
I don't think I do that, though. Plus, he has no talent to work with. So.
Brian in Brighton says, I finally got myself a smartphone, but it's Android. The Pats app doesn't seem to live stream directly, and my default players don't seem to support the link when I open them. Is it supposed to work on Android? The answer is yes, but what you found that if your Android is on Verizon, Verizon Androids are having a problem live streaming. So Brian, you know, call it. We put in a help ticket, with Verizon to look into this. You know, maybe they're blocking that amount, you know, live streaming or something, but it just seems to be Android on Verizon seems to have this problem.
What, an indigestion?
So
they need Flomax?
So does that mean they can listen not live or something?
Yeah, they can listen to the download, you know, to the replay.
Oh, but not till it's
they
over.
Can't get live. For some reason, I don't know.
Is that why mine doesn't work either?
Yeah.
But I don't
Are you on Verizon? Yeah.
It's a BlackBerry on Verizon.
Yeah, I think something to do with Verizon in this area.
Screw Verizon.
Yeah.
They're not a sponsor, are they?
So I don't know.
Pretty big one.
I don't know.
Love Verizon. Love them.
Brooklyn Matt says, yes, Scalavino's got it going on. That chick knows what she's talking about. And Paul, yes, like George Costanza, I can tell when a man is attractive, not that there's anything wrong with that. So Brooklyn Matt also on the Eric bandwagon.
Oh, he's a fan from way back.
Yeah. That's one of your fans.
He's a good guy.
From gay back. I mean.
All right. We got a lot of other.
Come on, Brooklyn Matt. You can't let that comment by Andy go.
I thought he was going to take another break there. All right.
We got a lot of other.
Oh, he'll come back.
Can't let that
I've
go.
Been banging supermodels for the last 20 years in Donald Trump's bed.
Wow.
That now, when he says it, does he lean back like emphatically as he says the words like you did?
I had to lean back to get in the mic because I'm eating my sandwich over the counter.
Darius writes in, Fred, I'd be interested in hearing the results of your stress tests. I know what you're talking about because I experienced the same thing. The heart is not beating faster, but sort of heavier or harder, and it causes you to take a deep breath in response to it. I've had that experience for years, sporadically. I've had tests done, but the doctors say they do not see anything significant. Great show, and by the way, I would rather win a Super Bowl and then go 8-8 than have a competitive team every year that never goes to the Super Bowl.
That's the correct opinion.
Ask the Colts fans how they felt before Indy finally won the Super Bowl. Suppose Indy never won it and Peyton finally retires. Do you think that Indy fans would consider that a successful career or decade? Lots of wins, no Super Bowls. Shouldn't the goal every year be to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
And it should be. Marino is in the same boat.
Interesting you brought that up. There's a good analogy. Chicago Bears.
Yep.
Or the Miami Dolphins.
Chicago Bears. They won the title.
Yeah, but they were good for a long time, too.
But they only won one title.
Yeah. And Marino's Dolphins.
Marino was good every year.
Yeah, I'd obviously rather be the good team that won the Super Bowl than the good team that didn't.
They weren't great.
To me, 8-8
forever.
Isn't good.
The Bears were good for a couple of years, and then they sort of went down for a while.
They were good for about 5 years.
Bit longer than that, and they were very good. They had 15, 14, 12 win seasons.
Yeah.
It wasn't 8-8.
They had that unbelievable defense.
And a great coach.
Well, again, I don't want to get into that. Let's see. Ryan writes in, I'm still scratching my head about how much you guys are freaking out about the Razai Dowling pick. The Pats would never have picked Jabal Sheard based on his off-field incidents you guys overlooked. In 2010, Sheard was arrested for aggravated assault and resisting arrest after throwing another man through a window in a fight and had to be subdued via pepper spray. Not the typical profile that the Pats take. Remember when Kraft cut Christian Peter after it came out he was arrested a few times for public intoxication, urinating in public. That's not why he got kicked off Christian Peter. It was the violence toward women.
Yes.
That he was kicked off the team for.
Right. Much more serious than what Jabal Sheard did, number one. Number two, do we have to get chapter and verse to the guys that they have picked recently?
Right.
Brandon Merriweather.
Sure.
There was a draft pick this year, Lee Smith, who was kicked off the Tennessee team for a DUI.
Right.
That's why he ended up at Marshall.
That was the last time the Pats ever picked anyone with a big character risk in the draft. That's incorrect.
Yeah. And three, by the way, to finish up with Paul, we knew all about the guy going through the plate glass window.
We talked about it on a podcast, by the way. The Sheard situation was very strange because he had that obvious red flag against his character.
He also had saved an old woman from a burning building.
It's just like, you know, who is this guy?
And they were written consecutively, like in his bios everywhere.
Yeah, matter of factly, too. Almost like, you know.
Threw one guy through a plate glass, saved a woman from a burning building,
right.
You know, average
all
day's,
in a day's work.
Right. Oh, by the way, there's a video on YouTube. This guy dressed in full Batman costume in Vegas getting his ass kicked on the street.
That's like Kick-Ass, the movie.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. He's like goading this guy on. The Batman guy is goading the guy on, and the guy just beats his butt. It's funny as hell.
That's like the movie.
You've seen
Kick-Ass, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a dark movie.
It is a dark movie.
Yeah. Ryan also says Brooks Reed was highly overrated by you guys.
Not by
as
me.
As well. The guy had 6 sacks last year, and his only responsibility on defense was to rush the passer. Your other suggestion was to take pothead Justin Houston. I got to defend these guys.
Yeah, we got no potheads on the team either.
These guys were not high on either Brooks Reed or Justin Houston.
No, and we said in the second round, if you didn't draft anybody, once they got to the second, later tier guys,
if we missed on Quinn and Kerrigan and Alden Smith, that group, in that next group came these guys.
I didn't like Brooks Reed much, but I did like Justin Houston.
Yeah, Derek yelled at me forever because I didn't like Brooks Reed. He called like 3 times trying to sell me on him.
I just think this is going to be one of those things that we're never going to be able to win. The Dowling pick. I just thought there were more pressing needs with players that are similarly talented. That's all.
Plus, you know how many sacks Clay Matthews had as a senior at USC, Fred?
Not many.
4.5.
Yeah.
You know how many he had in his career at USC? 5.5. That's his career at USC. Now he's NFL Defensive Player of the Year candidate, 13 sacks, 10 sacks. So it's not just about college. I mean, the guy we drafted had 4.5 and 5.5 in 2 years at 1AA football.
Yeah, but the thing about Clay Matthews is he didn't look as big in college.
You're right. He did not. Or is fast and resilient.
Kirsch says quizzically.
Jason in Binghamton writes in, I know you've heard it before, but it bears repeating. Your draft coverage was awesome. I wasn't on board with most of the picks at the time, but you guys made me laugh. I think I've turned into Fred, though, because I've talked myself into liking the picks. I know I'm going overboard, but I'm hoping to turn on ESPN in 10 years to watch The Carter Six, the story of how 3-time MVP and all-time sack leader Markell Carter fell to the 194th pick in the 2011 draft. There would be, see, the difference between Carter, though, he was unknown. Brady was not unknown.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing.
We can't, when we do the documentary, we can't show the interview he did after the Rose Bowl when they called.
Right.
Who was it?
It was Lynn Swann
from his hometown, right? They share the same hometown and the same high school. They're both
Sarah,
from,
junior
I believe
Sarah.
So. Yep. I believe so, but and talking about you're the comeback kid, Michigan. This there'll be no video of that. You'll have to go to some vague YouTube clip that'll be grainy of him making 1 sack. I don't know what happened there. Just lost a little.
That's the first time you ever ran out of breath while talking. So you know how camels store water in their humps? Andy stores oxygen in his head. That allows him to talk really fast and never.
Did I hear that Carmelo Anthony bought a camel?
What?
Really?
They were talking about it on the radio, and they sounded dead serious. Oh, Google it.
I heard them say something about what a camel cost, but I believe Carmelo Anthony, I didn't know what it was about.
Because they were joking.
Why would you buy a camel? They're one of the nastiest
when you can
animals.
Get the humps for free.
Oh, man. He just kills himself.
They kick, they spit.
He just kills himself.
Well, but you know what? They do that. If you have a lot of money, though, I mean, that's pretty cool. You invite kids, friends over.
If you want to come ride a camel?
If
you could see how those animals are treated in certain parts of the world, you can understand why they kick and spit at the people who handle them. I don't think if they were treated well that they would be acting that way towards people.
You've done a lot of...
You hit a soft spot here, Eric.
Yeah, I hit a nerve.
I saw intellectual research on camels.
When I went to Eggpite, I saw how they were treated, and it made me sick.
But you know that they would be more mild-mannered if they were treated better.
But plenty of dogs are treated bad, and plenty of cows are treated bad, and pigs. And,
well, that's why they have the
MSPCA. You treat any
MSPCA
animal nicely, right. it's going to respond in kind.
James should add camels to his little farm.
Except you, of course.
No, but I don't know anything about camels. But I mean, if you treat any animal kindly, they're going to be responding. If you go up to a nice lion and say, "Hey there," and lion, if you raise a lion, though, it would be nice to you. No, that's not true.
Because that guy who raised the bears and they ate him.
He didn't raise the bears. He just lived out in the wilderness
forever, and they were nice. He couldn't have been any nicer to him.
The thing about undomesticated animals like lions.
Or camels?
They will like you, but you can never know. Because, like, that's right. Siegfried and Roy.
Right.
They had that white lion or tiger that
now he's
going to
talk
them.
About the bear guy next.
It's just, he's like behind everything.
Anyway, Jason goes on with
that stress test.
Jason goes on with his
that's not
premise.
Funny.
And
well,
he says,
I want to make sure he's okay.
You know, about the Markell Carter show. He says there would be interviews with Purdue linebackers coach Ryan Kerrigan and 49ers special teams captain Alden Smith. Robert Quinn would politely refuse to be on, saying he doesn't own a television and teaches Pilates in his alpaca farm after 2 years in the NFL.
He has five
it's
goats.
It's like a llama down in South
America. My favorite part would be the interview with Andy Reid saying, we like Markell, but felt the 193rd pick was a bit too high. We would have felt better at 194, but we traded the pick to New England. I guess Bill saw the value. Keep up the great work. You're making the lockout more bearable.
That's good stuff right there.
Good stuff. It's good stuff.
What was that word again?
Alpaca.
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 Actually, a lot of people raise alpacas locally.
Yeah. That's because true. They're nice to them.
So when I'm seeing what I think are llamas, they may not be llamas. They may be alpacas. And what is the difference?
Potentially. There's not a whole lot of difference. Oh. They're very similar. So
but I guess
any of them look like Pau Gasol.
The alpaca wool.
He looks like a llama.
He does look like a llama.
Alpaca wool is really good wool, I guess, for knitting and stuff.
But how do you differentiate?
I don't know.
Because I have a lot of what I assume were llamas I've seen in various places.
I think alpacas are smaller.
I think they might be alpacas.
Really?
Yeah.
Alpacas are more popular?
I'm not saying there aren't llamas. He's saying alpacas, and Eric hasn't corrected him yet, but continues to say alpacas. Tick, 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 tick.
Jamal.
Passive-aggressive, Paul.
One of them says it one more time, and the other's going to say something.
And the other one, if we're going to do the NBA comparisons, the Chris Bosh looking like an Avatar is dead on, too.
Oh,
he looks just like an Avatar character.
Oh, yeah.
He is a...
It's dead on.
I thought he looked like the Raptor when he was with Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he had like a dinosaur.
The Joey
Trevor that neck. That
Yeah. You know how they walk like...
Look
a,
at him.
Like a...
And he thinks he had something to do with this series. He's like the Joey Travisani of the Miami Heat.
Well, I love how Doc eliminates him, too. He goes the
he
big
should
three.
Be eliminated.
And really the two.
You know, everybody, I'm sure, when
it's
you
like
grow
this show.
When
it's Paul and Andy. Eric's along for the ride.
When you're growing up and you play like...
Fred's Pat Riley.
Hey, Riles. He's got his slick back hair.
He's busy
eating his fries.
Sucking down as much fried food as possible before his
stress test. No, but when you're growing up and you played like youth sports, didn't you always have like a great team? There was always like one great team, and they had like two or three kids that were like the best kids in the city. And there was always that one guy on the team that wasn't that good, but he thought he was really good,
right.
And he was on that team, Joey Travisani. Chris Bosh is that guy. He thinks he's one of the big three.
Right.
He ain't.
Not even close.
Although Dwayne Wade really made him pay last night, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, no one could stop him. You know, he's just driving at will.
LeBron Chris won Bosh. The game by scoring the last.
Oh, I know that, but you know.
Yeah, Wade was very impressive.
I think he scored like 13 of the last 16.
First three and a half quarters, Wade was very impressive.
But
that's all I can speak.
I really thought LeBron was going to choke because he had a kind of look of fear in his eyes toward the end. But then,
oh God, the 2 3-pointers.
Oh,
he
I know.
Hit, I mean.
They were just, you know. Yeah.
I think he scored the last 10 and, you know, the 2 threes were the game.
Yeah.
Just the game.
Finally seeing something other than 91 through 100. They're in the 80s now with this top 100 players on NFL Network. Lamar Woodley, 82.
Wow.
Who were the Patriots in this? Brady.
Brady was 33, right?
Yeah. Wilfork?
Oh, that wasn't. There's two lists.
Different.
I don't think
there's
this
the
is
the pro
out.
Football folks. Brady could be higher in this list. We don't know. How
Brady will be one or two in this list. There's no doubt in my mind Brady will be one or two.
You think so?
I think it's going to be Manning and Brady.
Oh, he better be, or else we'll have issues with NFL Network.
Well, no, this is a player's one. This is actually put together. Cullen Jenkins is 91?
That's B.J. Raji.
Fat guy is same as the next.
Of 2011. It's just one season.
No, 2011 hasn't happened yet, first of all. So it's not
and it might
season.
Not.
Yes, it is heavily weighted on what the, but it's all players that voted on it. They admitted
spiraling
they, a lot of them heavily weighted the 2010 season. So, you know, when Brady was the unanimous MVP, despite ranking 33rd on Pro Football Focus's, or as you call it, list. So he should be in the top, he's gonna be one or two, I think. Manning would be the one who could get hurt if it was totally 2010, cause he didn't have his greatest season ever.
But Jamal writes in, this may sound ridiculous to others, but in my opinion, the defense may not be our biggest concern. Yes, we need a consistent pass rusher, but we only gave up 313 total points, eighth best in the league.
That's all.
It wasn't our defense which cost us the playoff game against the Jets. It was our offense and not being able to execute. We have no deep threat to take the top off the defense, which the Jets played to perfection in the playoff game. They basically gave the blueprint on how to stop our offense if it stays the same. I know you guys
did
are
they
thinking,
give the blueprint or did the Packers?
Yeah, I know you.
I thought the Packers did a pretty good job of all that underneath coverage too. I think they kind of said this is
what
you can do is you can cover.
I know you guys are thinking what I'm thinking. Do you see Belichick making a move for a primetime wide receiver, maybe giving up a few of the next year's draft picks, or possibly making a move for Sidney Rice?
Fitzgerald. He's the only one I want.
I would love Fitzgerald, but I'd take Sidney Rice.
You wouldn't take Sidney Rice if it wasn't an outrageous contract?
Yeah, but
I see, I think it's going
to
take an outrageous contract.
I do, too.
That's why I don't think it's going to happen.
With the injuries, and I mean, he's really had one great year. Whereas Larry Fitzgerald, to me, is he could get hurt, too, but
that's
I would have no qualms about Larry Fitzgerald.
I agree. That's
on any level, almost any contract, make him the highest paid receiver, go get him, and let's see what happens. He may blow his ACL out week one, and I'll say, ooh, that really sucks, but I won't feel like I regret it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
He's like the perfect.
He is perfect. He is. He's perfect.
He's like doing peace missions now in Africa, and
he's a great guy. He's a great locker room guy, and he's wildly productive. He's a great. I mean, yeah, he's like, perfect. But I even think last year with Rice, he showed when he came back off PUP.
Oh yeah, he was
how
good.
Productive he yes. could be, even though he didn't have a monster season because he didn't play the whole year.
Did he have a hip injury?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See,
but he came back from that and showed you he could still be effective.
No, I know, but. I'm like you with back injuries. Any major joints and stuff, they start to just, you think about it. And do I really want to give this guy $50 million or whatever?
That to me would represent an outrageous contract. Do you know what I mean?
But I would give that to Larry Fitzgerald. I'd give him whatever the hell he asked for.
I would give, because I know he's not going to get fat and happy. That's why I would give it to Fitzgerald.
Right. But he also doesn't have any major injury issues.
I don't know what he would end up doing.
You think she's
I don't know what Rice would do.
No, she's
Nancy Meyer.
Nancy Meyer.
It's on TV.
Yeah, unbelievable.
By the way, there are rumors out there, according to our good friend Strippers, reports, rumors, speculation that Giselle has another biscuit in the oven,
wow,
so to speak.
Oh, is that right?
Right, that ought to get Tom back in
well, I'm
in
just
town even more often.
They might have to hold off and maybe make some changes to the plans on the mansion. I don't know if it'll be big enough now if they get another kid on
that's
the way.
That's true. This makes sense now. Fred, are you going to take any of those phone calls?
I'm going to. As a matter of fact, I was just about to do it, but I was letting you guys finish your conversation.
You were busy taking shots at people in the organization.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline, and Andrew from the Ukraine is on. Hey, Andrew. Andrew?
Oh,
wait,
come
there's
on.
A delay with the Ukraine. Give him a second. Andrew.
No, Ukraine.
He's not there.
The Ukrainian.
Sorry, Andrew. Let's go to them.
He's a tough one. Ukrainian usurper.
Mike in Florida. Hey, Mike. Mike?
He Mike? Hung up, too.
He just hung up.
I got to think these are some sort of technical difficulties.
What's going on with the phone system?
No technical difficulties. One simple difficulty. We have a monkey.
Mike in Florida is gone. Let's go to then Charlene in Boston. Hey, Charlene.
Yes, hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing?
I knew Andy was going with the hey, girl.
Do you love
those
Eric, too?
People have been on hold for 20 minutes.
How you doing today?
Why are you talking? No, Charlene's trying to talk.
I haven't been on hold for 20 minutes.
Not you. The other
kind of like four.
You sound kind of hot. I like that little giggle you do after you speak.
Oh, come on.
All right,
this is the portion of the show where Andy talks like he's never spoken to a woman before.
I'm very flattered. But anyways.
Well, you got a little accent. Where's the accent from?
From Uganda.
Oh, nice. Our Ugandan princess.
All right. Here's my question. Who makes the decision or the decisions to lose people like Heisman Trophy winner, you know, Mark Ingram? And what are we going to be doing differently, you know, offensively to make sure that we win a fourth Lombardi?
Okay.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick, well, he does. He
any
makes,
decision
he
is
He makes
him.
All the personnel decisions, and he makes all the coaching decisions. It's really a one-man show. He has a staff of support that he, I think, relies upon for advice and for information, but I think ultimately Andy's right. I think it comes down to Bill's decisions.
Although I will say, you bring up the Mark Ingram trade. In that area on draft day, Ernie Adams, his longtime friend, coworker, consultant, confidant, whatever you want to call him.
War consigliere.
Yes. Gets a lot of voice. And if you watch All Access on Patriots.com, you'll see him writing the trade down on the board, and they're considering it and the value. Ernie Adams gets a pretty good say in some of those discussions. But in the end, it's Bill Belichick says yes or no to trades, to picks, to whatever.
Right.
Okay.
He gets the final say. Is that it, Charlene?
Well, that's it, but I guess I'm going to have to wait a long time if they don't do anything differently offensively.
To get the Lombardi, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
But wait. No, Charlene, I'm interested here. Offensively, you have a problem with their production?
I think they didn't do a great job. Maybe it's just me, but I think we dropped the ball there, you know,
You mean in the draft or last season?
You think they need to run the ball a little bit more effectively?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think that's a fair point.
That is, and it's certainly a fair point when you're going to come up against defenses that may have the ability to shut down the short passing game and to have an option, an outlet, to have a little fear in the backfield.
I would just
say
this.
Then, Charlene, you should be happy that they drafted an offensive lineman and two running backs.
Yeah, especially the two running backs. I think Vereen and Ridley will be productive players for them, and I think it's going to give a little bit of a new look to your running game, and I think it's going to be an upgrade over Ben Jarvis Green Ellis last year. So I think I would look for some improvement in the running game.
Well, okay, we'll just have to wait and see. Thanks.
Okay, Charlene, thanks for calling. Let's go to John in L.A. because John, I think, has some interesting news for us. Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, yes.
Sunday.
Exactly.
Nice. It's this Sunday?
My DVR is set.
Oh, you guys are the best. Anyone who can set their DVR, whether they're going to watch it or not, that's awesome because it helps us with the numbers.
I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking.
We'll be watching it Monday morning probably because Andy and I can't stay up that late.
Jimmy Hart? I'm Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, you guys, I'm so sorry. I really tried to get the names. I even, like, tried changing it from Denver to, like, Boulder, Colorado.
No, but I'm really cool, right? I'm the center of the show?
Well, I would say that you are the center of the episode and that you are the hero of the episode.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd say you were cool. Well, you, I guess, are cool in life.
I'm not like...
Oh, no.
Wait, I'm not like a pedophile or anything, am I?
You are not anything like a pedophile.
Well, ruin the... But just so...
Spoiler alert, he's not a pedophile.
Anyone that...
On the show, anyway.
Anyone that doesn't know exactly what we're talking about, John from L.A. writes for In Plain Sight and has incorporated some... PFW in Progress themes into this Sunday's show.
Specifically, our names as characters.
Unfortunately, I couldn't do the whole, Andy Hart did not clear. I tried Jackson Hart.
Bitches.
I tried, you know, something that would be meaningful. I went with Jimmy because of Jane Sanders.
Yeah. And it worked.
Oh, I went with the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
And Perillo, it was lucky because Perillo and Scalavino... They don't happen to use their first name, so it was easy to clear. And unfortunately, Fred Kirsch did not clear, so we had to go with Teddy Kirsch.
Oh, wait a minute now. So Eric and I don't have our first names in this?
You do not have your first names in it.
Oh, I'm not watching.
That's all right.
That could be just any Perillo. Could be any Guinea.
Oh, no. You'll see. It's not just any Perillo. I've got some Paulism.
Now, is this guy fat, bald, and old?
Do I just drink to get drunk?
No, you don't just drink to get drunk.
Does he yell science at all in any of the dialogue?
Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly.
One line will definitely stick out, and I don't want to spoil it.
Nice. So John, other than the names,
I'm very excited. I just thought that our names were given to characters.
Why can't I say anything on the show?
Because usually you're about three paragraphs behind.
John, other than the names, are there other PFW in Progress references?
There are a few other PFW in Progress references in an early version of this script. I'm so disappointed about this, by the way. We had a B story, which is sort of like the smaller side story, that was going to have to do with the lead character, Mary, her sister's getting married. And so I had this whole thing about the best man meeting Mary, and I had them out at dinner. And I wrote this scene in such a way that I actually had the words PFW in progress in the episode.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then we had to pull that B story because of various things that had to do with the show. And so,
but it's not completely
dead, right?
I
will try to work it in next season in something else.
Right, okay. So it's not completely dead.
All right, so all our fans should watch In Plain Sight on the USA Network Sunday night. It starts at 10.
It starts at 10, so a lot of you are going to be DVRing it anyway because it goes up against the Survivor finale, which I will also.
Does anybody watch Survivor anymore? I mean, really? We're way cooler
than
Survivor.
That's what I'm hoping, Eric. Yeah. I'm hoping that my wife and I are the only ones who watch it.
All right. You're not even watching your own show.
What's the Survivor finale?
He's already seen it. What does he need to see it for?
So everybody should watch, and should we have some little side contest? Because do you know the number of references if we, you know, and if... you know, without saying them, maybe people can call in next week or email in next week and say what they thought were the references and see if it matches what you know them to be.
Yes, here is my suggestion.
Okay,
because of the combination of it being television and the fact that, like, when I ever write Friday Outtakes again, that we tend to sort of combine football and sort of pop culture references. I was thinking maybe what we should do is try to count the number of movie/TV references and PFW references.
Okay.
If that's too much, we don't have to.
No, that's okay.
There's a ton of movie references in there. Mostly romantic comedies, because that's sort of the theme of the episode, but also a few TV things. And put that with a PFW references, and maybe the person who gets the most right gets some
whatever.
That's
a T-shirt. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I'll send them a Brady replica jersey, whoever gets it right. Okay?
Now we have real prizes
all of a sudden? I will send a Brady replica jersey
to
whoever.
Don't we have a closet full of PFW in Progress t-shirts?
And a PFW in Progress
t-shirt.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Excellent.
And if you order before midnight tomorrow, I'll throw in a subscription. No.
A Mark McGwire rookie card!
So,
Ken Griffey Jr.
So we're excited, Jen. I can't wait.
All right, I am too, and I don't want to take up any more time because I know people listening are like, all right, enough, let's talk football. So I just want to say thanks for you guys have done an unbelievable job, despite the lockout, keeping things like it's not at all late. I thought you were going to have to stretch for stuff. But
me too, actually.
Trust me, I got more stuff to talk about.
Well, John, right,
well,
don't worry.
For everything, guys.
You actually
all right,
fit
John.
In with
thanks,
the theme
John.
Of the show today because we're talking
John.
About what? Cocker face and
right.
cock intake.
And
his name is Cockrell.
That's right.
That's true.
So he fits in.
Yes.
It's a lot of, it's a theme to the show. On this show. A lot of rooster on this show, if you know what I'm saying.
Gary writes in and he says, sorry to hear Doc is leaving. You get kind of used to hearing Kevin and company bitching about Doc all the time.
Oh, we can still do that after he leaves.
Do you think Kevin will stop bitching about Steve?
No.
No chance.
But he also mentions about that Clarendon dream I had. But I had another dream last night.
Oh boy!
And Andy was in it, and Aaron from PR.
PR.
What? It was like this. I had a farm, and these people from across the street.
I guess who the rooster?
No, listen,
was.
Listen.
And
this is a weird dream.
Had
these people from across the street were kept coming and rustling my cattle, and
cattle rustlers,
and in general harassing me. And I was like, you know, I'd yell at them to get off my property.
But did you live like? Here, like, was
no,
it
was like
now. Wait a minute, this is a theme because the last dream they were stealing tools
exactly.
from your shed.
Yeah, so it's kind of a theme where people are abusing me and I'm trying to fight it. So you know, I would yell at them, get off my property, and they'd ride away on their horses and stuff. And finally,
in the old west.
Finally, like they were throwing rocks and they broke a window. So I went over to this general store where they were all hanging out, and I started laying into them, really yelling at them. And but then they all surrounded me.
And, easy pops.
And they all surrounded me, and finally I made a break for it. I broke through this circle of guys, and they started chasing me. But now I had an axe and a sledgehammer. And Aaron was...
Shouldn't bring an axe and a sledgehammer to a gunfight.
Aaron was on my side. I gave him the sledgehammer, and he went to hit you, Andy. You were
just
one
like
of the guys.
I was a rustler
yeah,
or whatever?
You were one of the guys. He went to hit you.
Not
and,
surprising.
And you stopped him from hitting you and wrestled away the sledgehammer. And Aaron was on the ground, and you were about to hit him, and I buried the axe in your back.
Oh!
And I killed you.
Oh!
And in the dream.
That took an ugly turn.
In
That's
the dream,
very appropriate.
In the dream, I remember thinking, oh, I didn't hit him that hard, but then
stabbing
you were dead.
In the back.
He put an axe in my back, literally.
It's like Anchorman. You sure it wasn't a trident?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Maybe you should lay low for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a safe house.
And then
that escalated quickly.
Then the dream kind of faded out at that point.
I don't think I'm comfortable being around you now. I think we need somebody to analyze what this means for my
future.
That'd
be interesting when we walk back upstairs if Andy walks in front of you.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I believe it's the first time I ever killed someone in a dream.
Wow. Yeah, because you never die in your dreams.
Oh, I have.
You've died in your dreams?
Yep.
I thought that was impossible.
No, I have died and watched my death in my dreams.
Really?
Yes.
The show just took an ugly turn. I'm dead. Fred's dead.
Elaborate? I know it's happened at least once.
Can you describe it?
I'm falling off a building. Yeah.
But do you see the death or just the falling?
I fell and I knew in the dream I was dead.
Yeah, see, because I'm not sure I ever actually die. I've had a lot of those where, like,
as
soon
as you start falling,
you go off a cliff, but I don't ever really remember dying.
Yeah, because as soon as you start falling, you get that sensation
right.
and
right.
it wakes you
and
up.
And that happens most of the time. But this one time, I distinctly remember knowing in the dream, oh, I'm dead.
And then you woke up?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
No. Then immediately you woke up.
I guess so. You know, I don't know. You know,
wow. That's creepy, Fred.
Yeah. Anyway.
How about me? I got an axe in my back.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Fred.
Yeah, I nailed you. But I saved Aaron's life. Because you were about to hit him with a sledgehammer.
I see how it is. I see where the loyalty is.
Weird dreams, anyway.
Well, he was going to hit
Hemi with a hammer.
Maybe you should be a little more pro-team when you'd live.
Well, why isn't Paul dead then?
Yeah, Paul didn't appear in the stream.
No, Paul was not in the dream.
I'm a longtime season ticket holder. You can't say the same.
Jeff from Carrollton, Texas says, just as an extra talking about towns, if you look just south and west of Dildo, Newfoundland, you will find the town of Spread Eagle. I swear on all that is holy, I am not making this up.
What
Dear Lord, who is in charge of Newfoundland?
What happened to the map in this studio? We need to look this stuff up.
Yeah, all that's gone. When are we? By the way, Kevin, we have this temporary baffling that is, or baffle. What would you say, Eric?
I'd say you're baffled.
You're baffling. Yeah. When is he going to come in and finish the studio?
I wish I had an answer for you, Freddie.
My guess is the ESPN portion of the new studio was all done, so
yeah. So they really didn't care.
We won't care about anything else.
It's like my temporary laptop that the arrows don't work that I got a year and a half ago.
Should I just do it myself, Fred?
No.
See how it turns
no.
out.
No, please God, no.
Is that what that box is? Is that the stuff down there?
That's the stuff. You got the stuff?
Yeah,
that's the stuff.
I believe, yeah,
oh,
that's
great.
Been laying in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like a lot of things that have happened in the studio. It gets like halfway done, and then they just leave it.
Where's
just
our map?
It sits here. Your map is in this closet. You remember how we had the window into this closet? It's in that closet right there.
We need to set it back up.
Yeah.
So got to get the pin in the map. I want to see Spread Eagle. I have an atlas at
it's
home. I'm going to look up
Phuket.
These things. And the dildo
like a world
is
atlas
towards
Spread Eagle.
Warren in London says, hey, guys,
speaking
and Eric, I want to thank you all. I've been out of work for a few months. Your shows have got me through it all. I have a dilemma I need your help with. I can only afford
lunch.
To make one $50 purchase. Do I buy an online subscription to PFW, or do I sponsor someone doing a charity golf day for cancer research?
Cancer research.
Yes.
I got to go with the subscription.
But it's me doing the golf thing.
Oh, then
oh,
no.
Then, no, oh, then oh. Then PFW.
So you don't want to sponsor me.
And you can do both, because isn't it, what's the online subscription to PFW cost? 20?
27, I don't know, something
give
like
him
that.
The other 23.
Yeah.
And both sides are happy.
Doc's in the booth. I see Doc looking very concerned.
Very
clueless.
How can you tell?
Furrowed brow.
How can you tell?
I always look that way.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I said, how can you tell?
He's got a dip in his mouth.
Greg from the billing department writes in, sorry about the ball busting the other day, Paul. It was all in good fun. So my brother just moved up to Boston, and I know that he wanted to stop by the station one of these days, and I wanted to know how he would go about doing that. Now that the Celts are out.
He just goes,
what station?
Yeah.
The stadium. Now. Oh, we'll tell him to bring lunch and we'll let him in.
Now that the Celts are out, I only have the Bruins to lean on. Football needs to get rolling soon. Sorry,
Rams.
Fred, I never heard of a bar called Cock and Balls. Just to clarify some things, Andy, a fishbowl is when a car has no tint and everyone can see in like a fishbowl. When you smoke marijuana in a car with the windows rolled up, it's called either hot boxing or fogging out. You're not a moron for not knowing this because you guys never did it. So I don't expect you to know, unlike Brooklyn Matt, who knows everything,
yes,
but doesn't
correct.
Know how much of a DB he is.
That
good
is
point.
Also correct.
Wow. Email on email crime. Love it. Two sports that I never want to know the rules of because it wouldn't be as much fun to watch after knowing the rules. Rugby and cricket. It's kind of fun just watching it and not knowing what's going on. All right, guys, enjoy the show, and I'll check in later. I've got a real annoying biatch sitting right next to me being really nosy. So I'm going to get out of here. Have a good weekend and go Bruins.
Me too. It's
you should use this as an opportunity to convert a new listener.
That's good stuff right there.
Shouldn't she?
Yeah, maybe.
Shouldn't he?
Maybe we should rename this from.
She?
Maybe we should rename what we do from online radio to cubicle radio.
Oh, but not everyone's in a
no,
cubicle.
No, but a lot of people are.
Plenty of people listen on the train, on their iPhone now.
Right.
Our iPhone numbers are going through the roof on a monthly
on
basis.
Vacation at Disney World or wherever it was.
Yeah.
The other day.
We don't want to limit ourselves. Standing in line, that's a great place to listen to PFW in Progress. Anywhere you want to laugh, that's where we come in.
Right.
Let's see. Fred writes in, hey, guys and dolls. Well, Fred, thanks a lot, big guy. You ruined my crossword puzzle yesterday. I was not able to listen live on Tuesday, so I downloaded the podcast and was listening yesterday. I was at my desk on lunch doing a crossword puzzle. See, another cubicle listener. And listening to you guys. And there it comes, out of the blue. You decide to read Buddy's email from that lovely little town in England, the name of which will not be mentioned again, I'm sure. That's not true.
We've mentioned it about 10 times on this
cock
show.
And take.
It's actually been the theme of this show.
You know, I can say Boston, I can say Foxborough, or I can say cock and take. All places.
the little town in the neighborhood. Blah, blah, blah. Then you decide to inform us all of the lovely little pub that you know of called the Cock and Balls, which at that point,
not exist.
Out comes the water that I was drinking all over the crossword puzzle. Thanks a lot. Next time, give us a little heads up when you're going to take a sharp turn in the conversation. I could not help myself but agree with Andy from the last podcast. I don't like that feeling, and I need you to make it stop. There is no way that an 8-8 season would be just dandy around Boston,
no matter how many
Super Bowls the Patriots won.
It wouldn't be dandy. I agree with that.
If the Pats went 8-8, the fans would be streaming down Highway 1 with pitchforks and torches looking for the head of Bill Belichick, regardless if they had won a Super Bowl in the last 10 years. So
yeah.
My question.
Well, I agree with that. That would. I don't think either one of those scenarios would be embraced by Patriots fans.
My question is this. Who did the Patriots send to New York for the draft to sit down at the table? Is this a plum job or is it a short straw job? What do they do in New York if the brains of the operation are back in Foxborough besides hand in the cards?
That's pretty much all they do.
So you have to have a representative. So
we have two.
Right.
Each team has two reps, I believe.
Did you say who they were? Are we allowed to?
I think we said it already on during the draft.
Yeah. 508-298-0398.
It's called a tease. If you don't know it, then now you got to go back and download the podcast.
Right. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Mike in Florida's on the line. Hey, Mike.
Again.
Hey, guys. Sorry to call to talk about football. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
That's okay.
No, we love it. Go ahead.
We cool. Take all kinds.
Is it sunny down there today?
Say again?
Is it sunny down there in Florida today?
Always sunny in FLA, baby.
All right.
But you're from New York, right?
Hey.
You think?
Listen, by the way, you guys should know what a Rhode Island accent sounds like.
Oh, Rhode Island.
I've been down here for like 30 years, but I can't get rid of my Rhode Island accent.
Okay.
And I wanted to actually bring that up, Fred, because a couple of, after the Jets lost, I called and was bitching, and I was accused of being a Jets fan. You know, by all of you, actually.
Okay.
And, not all.
So I had a question for you specifically, Fred. Can I like my country and not like the president?
Sure.
Okay. So that means that I can like the Patriots without liking Bill Belichick, correct?
Sure.
And without being a Jets fan.
Yeah. You can, but I don't know why you would. The guy's brought, you know, more for this team than any other coach in the history
right.
of the franchise.
I love him as a coach. I everybody says they won't want anybody else. It doesn't mean you have to like the guy.
What do you want in a coach? You want some fuzzy guy that's going
to
make
it? He doesn't want anybody else to be the coach, but he doesn't like him.
But what's the problem?
Well, like to me,
why do you need to like him is my point.
He doesn't.
A good example would be, and this is obviously having the best of all worlds, And Belichick is a better coach than Parcells because he's won more titles. But Parcells was a fun coach to have. Belichick is not a fun coach.
Parcells
to have,
other
than winning, of course.
Parcells was one of a kind. You
right.
can't.
That's true.
I mean, when look, you know, I ran PFW since 1995. The minute we came in there, we had a double truck, which is a 2-page spread in newspaper parlance, just because of Bill Parcells. Foxwoods Casino sponsored it. You know, you can't do that with any other coach. And right. all it was the transcript of his press conference with a big full-page ad for, you know, and they. But only with Bill Parcells would that be sponsorable, those
right.
types of press
and
conferences.
Belichick is one of a kind on the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
And I don't want to get onto this too much, Fred. I just, you know, like I said, he's the best, man. No doubt about it. Andy, can I ask you a question?
Sure, go.
You're the lifter there, I believe. I continue
yes, you're
to
right.
hear about the 225 lift at the combine
yes.
and how the higher numbers means more strength. Is it not true, however, after, what, 10, 12, 15 reps, it's all about muscle stamina, not really strength? Am I wrong or what?
Yeah, to some degree. There's not a direct correlation with single rep strength and 225 reps.
Right.
But in general, the stronger you are for a one rep max, the more times you can do 225. I mean, you train slightly differently for it, but in general, the general correlation is the higher your max is, the more you'll do 225.
Okay, because I thought it was actually a negative for a lineman especially, to be able to do that many reps. He's taken away from the 3 or 4 max reps, which he needs in the trenches, I thought.
Not really, because like if you see the like offensive lineman, for example, training on the field, they'll do training with 45-pound plates where
yeah.
they're working punching, and they're yep. doing repetitive punches, sets of punches, because you do have to punch, recoil, punch again. It's not generally just one punch. That's, you know, some people have trouble with that where they punch once and then they can't re-punch.
And they do
the
like,
guy off.
And they do that drill you're talking about with the plate like a half dozen times or
at
so
least.
Before they drop it and the next guy takes
right.
it.
Right. So it's a combination of the stamina and the one rep power, the one rep max type.
Great
power.
Explanation. I appreciate it. One more thing, guys, before I go. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I feel that this draft with the Soldier and was it Dowling picks were a little different than what Bill's done in the past, and that is it seems like in the past all of his picks were based on versatility. A guy always did multiple things as opposed to one thing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like those two guys are not only the opposite, but also Dowling, if you look at him, he's totally different than all the cornerbacks he's drafted before because he's always been a small, shifty, quick twitch cornerback, not a bigger cornerback.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really think McCourty falls under the small, shifty, quick twitch guy.
Yeah, he's a little taller. I think Dowling's a little taller than McCourty and Bodden, but they're all three, I think, very similar in styles from what I've seen of Dowling on tape. I think they're physical. And they rely
Thanks
on
for the call, Mike.
They rely more on that kind of technique, I would say, than Ellis Hobbs and some of the smaller guys that they've had. Well, even Ellis Hobbs was kind of physical, but some of the smaller corners they've had in the past.
Wheatley would be a small corner. Butler is a small corner.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a frail, undersized
Hobbs
guy.
McCourty, to me, is so much like Ty Law. I mean, he's not that tall, but he's very thick and strong and I think that's the way he plays. He tries to muscle up on receivers,
Hobbs,
even though he's not 6'2".
Hobbs and Arrington are very similar body types. Very smaller guys, but very, very
yes.
physical and more physical than a guy like a Butler or
right.
even Asante Samuel was kind of
Those guys are literally
small corner.
Frail is the word I use. I mean, they look like they could break. The one thing I did want to say that I really, another all-access thing, and I would urge people to watch it on Patriots.com. I thought it was a very entertaining video, the war room stuff.
Thank you, Andy.
I shut it off before I got
good.
To you. Were you on it? I missed it.
I was very good.
Andy Late in the show, maybe?
Yeah.
Because I don't make it to the end of things.
That's true.
That's what your wife said.
Oh, she gets to the end anytime she wants.
Doesn't take long.
Is that it?
Hey.
What?
I know they are very careful at times when they announce offensive tackle or offensive lineman, defensive back or cornerback. And Dowling was announced as a cornerback, which I thought was very interesting. We kind of talked about maybe he could be a free safety, versatility, you know, sub-packages sets. They announced him, and they've announced a lot of guys as DBs. They announced him as a cornerback, and I know they take a lot of care in deciding what they're going to call a guy. They called him a cornerback.
Yeah, and that was even with his draft profile listing cornerback / free
right.
safety.
They called him a corner.
Bill called him a corner.
Curtis writes in, good Thursday to Andy, Paul, Eric, and the rest of PFW. I was wondering what...
Wow, wait, Fred.
Yeah,
you usually don't get eliminated.
Yeah,
I guess I'm just the rest.
You and Kevin.
Yeah. What is happening with the lockout? I've been able to listen to you guys, but not ESPN in the NFL Network because I had my TV taken away for bad grades. please keep me posted about the lockout.
We're still waiting for a decision from the Eighth Circuit, both on the stay, and obviously we're not going to hear about the actual appeal until probably mid-June, but we're also waiting to hear today from Minneapolis Federal Court about the TV money.
Because a lot of people believe if Doty said, okay, owners, you've got to give the players $200-something million soon, at some point, that would be another push for the owners to do a deal.
Yeah.
That they don't want to be handing out checks for hundreds of millions of dollars that the players are looking for. I forgot what
was happened there.
I don't know. Lost I thought I was going to say something.
Train of thought.
Train of
thought?
What the tuta?
Let's see.
Any emails over there?
Tim from Delaware says, hey guys, first time emailer here, so give me a chance. If free agency starts up this coming season and it has the same rules as last season, who are the pass rushers that we could pick up who will have an immediate impact?
Matt Roth.
That's the only guy I've heard you guys say.
Tamba Ali would have an immediate impact if you wanted to make
He's
a trade
He's the best one
for
out
him.
There.
Lamar Woodley, I think, would have less of an immediate impact.
Because of a different system.
He's a guy. I actually brought the free agent list. Can we talk about this instead for a minute? You know who the number one rated undrafted free agent is, according to ESPN's Scouts, Inc.?
Available in this year's class, you mean?
Yes. No, not from 5 years ago, Eric.
Oh, I thought you were going with something about the roster, because the team is loaded with so many of them.
LaFege. Safety out of Rutgers that we like.
He never got drafted?
Wow. Proves you shouldn't listen to me when you go, give me a name of a safety I can throw in there. And I go, Joe,
well,
this guy out of Rutgers, I like him. I think he can play. Great special teamer. I think in the future he could develop. Well, apparently that's about what
he was.
He was
like a mid-round guy, according to the experts.
He wasn't even a late-round guy, according to the 32 experts that counted. But there were some interesting Patriots names on here. Cedric Thornton. Remember him?
Is that the big defensive lineman that was wrecking dudes?
Southern Arkansas, absolutely kicking ace.
Yep.
He was DeAndre McDaniel, the safety out of Clemson.
I like him.
Yeah. Good player.
Return man.
Mark Herzlick is the 8th rated, according to them. We all know about him.
Yep.
Derek Locke. Fred, I know you liked him.
I like Derek Locke.
Kentucky running back, undersized.
Yep.
I don't know if we would add another one. Dane Sensabaugher, the kid out of Ohio State
that
people thought would be a Patriot type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Who was the other? Oh, Brandon Bear, a guy I liked out of Oregon.
I liked him a little bit.
Develop into a potential 3-4 end, I thought. There was a couple other guys
it's
I wanted
It's stunning
to.
That Andy's actually hitting on guys that I know.
Oh, Armin Binns is a receiver out of Cincinnati
I really
liked. I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know what happened with him.
I had a tough year.
Pierre Allen, I liked him as a pass rusher out of Nebraska.
Pierre Allen's one of my favorites.
So keep an eye on those names as potential Patriots. I think they would fit. Now we'll get to the question at hand. What was the question?
Help me out. I believe it's there's a guy that I'll give you, Freddie, from San Diego. I think his name is Antoine Barnes. He's an edge guy in San Diego. I believe he's a free agent, or assuming. I don't think he'll be a four-year guy. Yeah, I don't think he'll be a free agent regardless. I don't think he's a six-year guy. Yeah. But he's a guy that has some pass rush ability, has some 3-4 experience with San Diego. I know that not all 3-4s are the same.
Jason Bateman?
Wouldn't give you, he wouldn't cost you, a big signing bonus and a lot of money. But I think he's a lot of people talked about Manny Lawson.
It'd be nice to
Antoine
pick.
Antoine Barnes is a guy I think is a
You know, I know we're not going to get DeMarcus Ware, but it'd be nice to pick up a guy who they thought Tully Bannacane was going to be. You know what I mean? That level. You know, I think they paid Tully Bannacane the amount of money they did because they thought he would be that sort of versatile outside guy who could rush the passer, also set the edge, and
right.
You know, and he hasn't been. So,
you're right.
How about Bobby Carpenter if we're going to take flyers on people?
No, I had no interest there.
Wow, no interest.
He's had enough chances.
Oh, yeah, that's the linebacker that the Cowboys drafted?
Yeah, then he went to Detroit.
Right.
Might have gone to the Rams at one point.
Miami.
He's from, where is he from, Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
Vernon Goldstein, why don't you just take all the Buckeyes who blew in the pros?
And get your guy, Studebaker.
He wasn't a Buckeye.
He's not?
No.
Who's the other
small
guy?
School guy?
Who was the other guy from Ohio State that ended up? I thought there was another linebacker Studebaker that wasn't
was like
supposed
a Division III guy.
Oh, I must be confusing him with somebody else. Yeah. I thought there was another linebacker in that crew that wasn't as good as
the Hawk and he ended Carpenter. Up being, trio?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think there was, Paul.
I think there might have been
I thought there
one.
Was another guy that was like an undrafted free agent type and ended up having as good a career as those guys did.
Who else?
I don't know why.
Matt
I always thought
Roth
it was Andy Studebaker.
There's a possibility.
Free agents.
Matt Roth. Just keep getting back to Matt Roth.
Antoine Barnes is on our list.
Yeah, that's the guy I just talked about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said he wasn't going to be a free agent.
No,
oh,
I don't,
you mean
no,
under
yeah.
If it alternate
that,
rules
it's,
or whatever.
It's starting to look like we're not going to get a new CBA.
What about
they're
going to
end up
Bavin?
Playing under the 2010 rules.
Jason Bavin.
And that, he might
He's
not
actually
be a free
on TV
agent.
Right now. What about him?
Bavin?
Jason Bavin.
Possibility.
I would, consider it. Kick the tires.
Probably going to cost you more than they'd really want to. And he's not really a 3-4 guy, so there'd be that conversion and can he do it, blah, blah, blah. There's not a lot out there. Let's just go get Ali. Let's just trade a first-round pick, go get Tamba Ali, and call it a day. Can we do that?
We'll
Could
see.
You? If it wasn't too much trouble?
Dave and Alexandria writes in another.
This is the girl I like, by the way. Sorry, Fred.
Oh, the one we were talking about the other day?
Yeah, she does all these shows, these
NFL
Top
Network.
100 shows, and then they do this reaction show with some of the experts talking. She's a blonde. She's nice.
She looks a little bit like Cameron Diaz.
No, I hate Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
They're showing.
Plus, she seems to know what she's talking
right
about
now.
A little bit. She seems to, why is this all footage? I don't want to see BJ Raji's tatas. I want to see hers.
Dave in Alexandria says, gentlemen of PFW, another slow week of NFL news. Thankfully, PFW doesn't require actual football news to keep entertaining conversations going.
We've been getting by without news for years.
Negotiations failing between players and owners? Who cares? Just have a push-up contest. No preseason workouts? Who cares? Just have Fred do his fantastic impression of Andy getting angry. No on-air interviews with players? Who cares? Just wait for Fred to discover his newest piece of technology that he will use for a week and then toss away in his five-car garage.
It's true.
I don't even have a garage.
Oh, that's how you prove you're not rich.
By the way, one request from your radio fans. When you're discussing the amazing rack on a weather girl, drop her name so out-of-state listeners can follow along.
If we knew her name, we would have dropped her name. Would have rather dropped her shirt, if you know what I'm saying.
Instead of tossing out one of the usual questions you're constantly asked, like yada, 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 where are we going to get a pass rusher, yada, yada, why didn't Belichick move up in the draft, yada, yada, why doesn't Eric have a girlfriend, I figured I'd just congratulate you guys on staying true to the theme of PFW during these tough times. Simply stated, PFW is an honest conversation between four, make that three, knowledgeable sports fans that may or may
Fred.
Not.
Wait, who's eliminated? Fred.
No, he said Chaz.
It's sticking. Chaz
no,
is
it's not.
Sticking. Chaz
Scalabino. I just made that up.
That
How
may-
do you spell that? Is that a Z or an S?
He spells it with
Chaz
a Z.
Chaz Palminteri spells it with a Z. Who's yeah. Chaz Palminteri?
He's the actor from the Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
How does Chastity slash Chaz spell it?
Wouldn't
who cares?
Don't care.
Probably
well,
double
that
Z.
That would probably be the appropriate.
No.
Double Z.
No.
That may or may not involve football, but will certainly keep you entertained and wanting to hear more, even if it involves a bar of soap or something called the Nut Wizard. So. Hey, we got to do what we got to do. We're keeping the flame alive.
Fred, speaking of irrelevant non-football topics, we had a caller from Uganda.
Yep.
Just the Ugandan
no,
princess.
No,
She wasn't calling from there.
Right.
But my Twitter feed, I just got a breaking news item from Uganda. Ugandan police shoot at crowd in Kampala after car carrying Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan attacked. According
His name
to Reuters,
is Good Luck Jonathan.
Good Luck Jonathan.
That's a
Sounds
Nigerian
like a
president's
Kentucky
name.
Derby horse.
He didn't have good luck today though because. His right. car was attacked, and then the police started
luck.
Shooting in the crowd.
Sounds like a sitcom. Good Luck, Jonathan.
Yeah, what is that all about?
That's his name.
And is that his real name
that's
or
his
translated
name.
Name?
No, that's his name.
So they call him Good Luck Jonathan. He's
yes.
not some, like,
no.
tribal name or something that...
No.
Really?
That's okay. Matt in London
bad
says, cricket
today.
Balls can be red or white. They use the
it's
white ball so that
luck,
they can
I
see
mean.
The balls in the dark more easily so that they can play at night.
When they're really frustrated, they're blue balls.
I know about that.
If I had
no,
a
you don't you've never gotten close enough to reach the frustrating point.
If I had a beep, I could
Bags
I could
sand.
Say the name of this other town that Matt says is without doubt the best place, the best name in the UK of a town. But I
why can't
this
you say
one
it,
I
then?
Can't say
because you're sure it's not. A,
are you sure?
No, it is a town, but I can't say it.
If it's a town, you can say it.
Does it rhyme with punt?
No,
oh.
hit, and then ton. Like if I left out the S, it'd be Hitterton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not all that right. bad. That's no worse than cocking her.
It's no worse than whispering, you know, the word that begins with P that you always say.
I thought for sure, because there's a hotel over there that's called KUNTZ.
Oh, really?
And it was on Tosh 2.0.
And all that.
That's Koontz.
Rusty
Koontz. And all that.
And he was able to say it on TV like 10 times, except
it's the
one
that
time
that gets me.
He said it and it actually, he used it. All the women are, and they bleep that out. But he said it the same way every time, and only that one got bleeped out.
Wow.
When you say it like you're supposed to say it.
Right. We'll see you next Tuesday. Jim in Walpole, since there's nothing else to talk about, I have been wondering why the NFL Network has not been replaying the 2010 season on Sundays as they have done in years past. I just figured it out. The NFL Network is saving the 2010 game tapes in case of a lockout. If there is no football, who wouldn't tune in each week to relive last season? I know I would watch replays rather than the wide world of sports or NASCAR. What do you think? I would not tune in.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I would not tune in.
No. I don't know if they've replayed games, but they've had a lot of stuff on NFL Network for each week. You know how they have that that replay, that Sunday replay where they go to different games? They condense the games and they bounce around real time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've done that a lot.
And
each week.
I haven't stopped, but I've seen in the guide, like, Green Bay versus Chicago. I assumed it was from last year when
yeah.
it was on.
Oh, speaking of NFL Network, there's Nate Solder is going to be featured in one of their series. That's what's it called?
Buffalo Solder?
No,
Path to the Draft.
No, it's something like that though. Something to prove.
Yes, something to prove.
Something
to prove.
I think
exactly
is actually
it.
The name of the yeah. series. And he and his parents B&B out in Colorado are featured. I'm not sure. I was trying to find exactly when the episode is on, but if you DVR, search something to prove, NFL Network, whatever, I'm sure you'll find there's like, I think it's episode 13
okay.
that he's on, I think. It's I'm unlucky. Not sure, but
okay.
It might be worth checking out.
Strippers just sends us a tweet via Chris Collinsworth of NBC. Collinsworth tweets out, if the lockout is not lifted, I predict no football until at least November and maybe a season lost. That's Chris Collinsworth.
Well, I got to tell you, all of sports are going to shoot themselves in the foot, because if there's no basketball and there's no football, fans are just going to start spending money and saying F you all.
Well, let's think about this for a second.
As they should.
If they started football in November, you would have, what, 8, 9, maybe 10 games before the playoffs started?
Right.
So you'd be working off a really, really short regular season, and then you'd have a normal playoffs?
Probably.
Now, when they had a 9-game season in 82, they had an expanded playoff where they had the top 8 in each conference qualify, and they had a 1 versus 8, no buys or anything.
Hmm.
I don't know if they would do something like that.
So the Rams and Seahawks could have made it.
Right. Basketball basketball is already, Andy, has contingency schedules, 50-game schedule and
right.
a 60-game schedule. You know, just in case, depending on how that works, which could really play in the Celtics' favor, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But I just think in general, if fan, like, because I think most people are sports fans. You like one more than the other, but you're kind of a sports fan. And if you get to the fall, and it's October, and yeah. there's no basketball, and there's no football, I think you're just going to, in general, say, F sports. Like, you know, I'm going to spend my money elsewhere.
I think college football will benefit.
To some
greatly.
Degree, but I
yeah.
think people will show their frustration with money. I think they will choose yeah. to spend money elsewhere.
And around here where you can't go to college football games.
Right. Yeah. There's no real college football
there was
here.
Also, there was a poll just done. I forgot who did it. But 19% of respondents said if games are missed, they won't come back to the NFL.
Yeah, they're lying.
Now,
yeah,
well, I know a lot of people say that. But
18% of those people
even
are
if it's not, even if it's not that many. Oh, I don't even know if it's that few.
I think almost everybody would
But
come
there's
back.
A difference between watching being or buying season tickets, spending as much
right.
on shirts and getting – as
right.
invested.
Right. If that 19% is a season ticket holding, diehard, there every Sunday fan, 18% of those people will come back.
Right. But I just think people will not spend as much money. I think they'll choose to.
Yeah. Now that in general.
And it might wear off over time, yeah. but I think initially people will be pissed off. Really,
you know,
really
average
pissed off.
Average Joe, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, people that you just meet every day that, yeah, they're Patriots fans, but they're not, you know, they're part of the group that makes it, you know, a 50 share on a playoff
right.
game as opposed to a 35 share
right.
on a regular season. That guy's not paying attention.
Right.
If you go and you come back, you're not potentially getting any dollars from him.
And the guy that just goes into Bob's and buys a jersey for somebody rather
yeah.
than the guy who goes to the Patriots pro shop to buy the jersey.
Exactly.
I think that secondary
yeah,
group,
the authentic
will just
customized
say, F you.
Right.
I don't need this. I'll go buy some Blu-rays. That's what I'm going to spend my money on this month or
yeah.
whatever.
It's like
Screw you. In
the mid 90s when baseball was coming off their lockout in 95, I want to say. And then all of a sudden, the NBA and the NHL both had work stoppages. And it was like a ghost town in the pay, because I was working at the Herald at the time. And, you know, for a couple of weeks, it was like, wow, this is kind of cool. We don't have to work till 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. Yeah, and then you get like 3 or 4 weeks in, and all of a sudden you're like, someone's got to get back and play.
Right.
Because, you know, this is our livelihood.
This is an industry. It's not just a
yeah,
pastime.
Because they're not going to come back. At some point, they're not going to come back.
So will the NFL, after a work stoppage, give all their players steroids like baseball did? Oh, wait.
Steroids were rampant long before that home run thing.
Yeah, some of us believe they've been around forever. Fred Lynn. Paul accused Fred Lynn of taking steroids.
Fred Lynn.
Really?
He was a natural.
It's natural to go from like 5 home runs to 39.
I got a Nautilus machine.
Look at the kid from the Blue Jays.
Nautilus.
Who did nothing his whole career. Batista? And all of a sudden hits 50
runs. He's certainly questionable.
Later in his career.
He's certainly questionable.
Sam in Chicago wonders what tattoo Eric has on his left bicep. I use the term bicep loosely.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, are you adding that, or was that Sam?
No, that was me.
That was you? Yeah, I figured.
He had a fess up right away. He felt bad about it.
Why is Sam? Oh, I don't want to throw Sam under the bus.
Oh, wait, did he watch Patriots today?
Well, Eric?
It's a cross. It's a gothic looking cross.
Oh, so you were a goth at one time?
No.
No?
It's a gothic looking
cross.
Because I liked the style of it. I liked the
way
it
looks. So you like goth?
No.
No,
goth. No, Fred. Goth is a whole different life. Like
he's trying to accentuate his guns, all right? Give him a break.
It's not working.
So
no, it's just...
were you drunk when you got the tattoo?
Of course
tattoo?
Not.
No?
No.
Well, a lot of people get drunk and they go to the tattoo parlor.
I don't.
Okay, that's just a question.
Have you ever been drunk?
No.
And had sex?
No.
Yes. What'd you think? So the other one, but no to the first one.
Did you think
one.
You just worked that one in there?
When did you decide to get a tattoo?
I got it on Pearl Harbor Day 1999.
You felt compelled.
Now, compelled.
Why not an American flag?
Compelled means somebody forced you to do it. Impelled means you decided to do it on your own.
Oh, you felt impelled.
I wanted to get one for a long time,
I've often assumed you get impaled by something.
Oh, impel, God. Not impale.
Oh, it's different.
What's wrong with you?
Like the impeller on a boat?
I don't know about boats.
I think they have impellers on internal jet ski engines.
No, I don't. I had wanted to get a tattoo for a while, but I didn't know what I wanted that I would want to have with me for the rest of my life. Because, I don't want to do the laser removal thing. I want to get one and keep it. And I was just sitting in church one day. I just happened to look up, and just the thought struck me. So I went to the tattoo parlor, looked up the different styles of crosses they had. This is the one I liked the most.
You should have made up a story. You should have made up a story.
Sorry, I like to tell the truth, Andy.
Should have said
something you should try to do.
My grandmother was dying, and I promised her on her deathbed I would get a cross
on
my arm.
Now, some people, once they get it down the road, they wish they didn't. You still like the fact that you got it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any
the
thoughts
like it?
Any
do
thoughts
you have
of
a tattoo, Freddie?
No, I don't.
I thought you did.
I don't.
I did. I thought,
would you
for
ever?
Some reason, I
have you ever
did.
Considered?
No,
you've never considered.
I thought, would I get one? But the answer
not
was
seriously?
Always no. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just
you never found the one thing you would want.
There's nothing for me. There's no upside for me knowing I have a tattoo, and I'm not the type of person that gets a tattoo to show it off. So, what's the upside of having a tattoo?
I don't know. Just
I regretted it.
You got a tattoo?
No.
Paul has a tattoo of a freckle. It's really difficult to see.
He used to have a tattoo of Everett, but it turned into the United States.
Fred made gestures like it was on his stomach just to fill out the
punchline.
Yeah,
he did the championship belt that...
It's funny because he's fat.
Can't even think of his name now.
No,
Aaron Rodgers.
Never even thought about getting a tattoo.
Andy, you?
Oh, yeah, I thought. I mean, it was huge when I was
I can imagine
oh, God.
You. Oh, yeah.
Oh, every one of
on the shoulder, right? You wanted a tattoo?
I thought
so when you wore the tank
no
top?
No question. Half of it would be covered by the strap of the tank top.
Right.
You know, the guinea tee.
I don't
right,
wear tank
right.
tops.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You do. Actually, I've seen you do them.
The one time a year I wear them is like at pool parties. That's the only time I wear them. Because I like those basketball shirts where you get in and out. They don't get wet. They dry quick. They're nice.
I think I'm going to get one.
I can't believe you don't already have
tattoo them. Some
yeah.
hair on
they
your head.
They were huge. Yeah, Andy's right though. I'm sure they were huge too. I mean, everybody,
tattoo.
All my friends growing up, huge.
You know what I actually
you get
wanted?
To like 16, 15, 16, 17. Everybody wanted one.
I wanted that.
Some people
symbol.
Got them, and then they. By the
that
time we got to college,
that's
everybody.
On, you know when you go to the doctor and they have the thing where they put the needles.
Yeah,
like the hazardous waste
yep.
symbol.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted that.
Yeah, you are a hazard. You are a hazardous waste.
That's what I wanted. I thought it was a cool little symbol.
Hey,
give me that bleeping look.
He doesn't have tank tops.
I don't wear tank
yeah,
tops.
Yeah, I have nothing against tattoos. There's no upside for me on them.
Yeah, I don't
you
care
get
that other people have them.
Nikki,
of,
I know
in
when
a heart
you would
or something.
I know when you would get one.
When?
When she said, "Let's go get tattoos." I could see her talking you into getting joint tattoos.
No, my wife?
Half yeah. a heart.
She's asked about it, and I said no.
She's asked to get one?
Yeah.
Eventually, you guys.
And she hasn't got one?
Well, just kind of jokingly, hey.
It's my prediction.
And
I'm predicting you will get
joking,
one with her.
Half joking, half
I've
serious.
I've said no.
So?
What if she really wanted to?
I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it either.
Would you want her to get one without you?
No.
So you would tell her not to?
She's got a tattoo.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Before she met you?
Yes.
Oh, what are you saying?
Have you seen Brett Favre's junk? Yes.
Yes. It was the same yes. Wait, are you saying would he tell her not to?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, well, that's not
I don't
his
care.
Right.
She wants
who
to get
he?
One, you know.
Well, cause that's what I just asked you, and you said no. I said, would you want her to get one without you?
But I wouldn't tell her not to. I wouldn't necessarily want her to do it.
I'm absolutely with you, Freddie. But a lot of people really, they sort of, I don't know what the right word is, but they sort of resent people that have tattoos or a lot of tattoos. I mean,
I think they're pretty cool. I think the ones that go up your neck are kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Because, you know,
Mike Tyson's thing on his face.
Anything above the shoulder is ridiculous.
Right.
To me, but to me.
Unless you have what they call FU money, you know, where you don't care what you look like.
But I also don't like the sleeves. The sleeves kind of bug me.
I don't like anything that's a lot. I like simple, even if people have a bunch, but if they're like kind of separated, one, you know,
my cousin's wife actually has a bunch of tattoos, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you say sleeves. To me, it's not attractive.
All over the arms.
Wait, is that what you mean? You mean sleeves, like when they tattoo the whole arm? Yeah, I don't care for that.
Like Lonnie Paxton used to have a sleeve, but she has multiple tattoos, like from her elbow up to her shoulder and in her back. And it just kind of looks weird to me.
Yeah, I don't like big ones. I like little, subtle. I like big boobs.
that's why I giggled like a schoolgirl.
Let's see. Simon writes in from Manchester, not New Hampshire. This is England.
England.
Hey, Fred, Paul, Andy, Eric, and the monkey in the booth. Just thought I'd add my 2 cents to today's theme, which using current exchange rates is about 1.5 pence. Wet Wang is in Yorkshire, North England.
Wet Wang?
Wet Wang. Middle Wallop.
If it goes in wet.
Middle Wallop is Hampshire, South England. Sandy Balls is also Hampshire.
And
of course, Muff is Northern Ireland.
They have diving in Muff.
I've never seen a pub called the Cock and Balls, but...
it'd be great if Muff was a coastal town.
But there is one down the road called Yo Cock Inn.
See, that's funny. That's equally
Beaver Stadium.
Funny.
Beaver Stadium.
And believe me, even in England, when someone says Nick's cock, stadium. They're not talking about the animal.
Is it in yet?
thanks for keeping the flame alive in these legally troubling times.
I heard they didn't have any room at the inn. Plenty of room for you.
Okay.
Dick Stadium.
Sometimes doesn't seem like you're joking around.
Yeah. Joel and
in. That's good. That's my new favorite for today.
Joel and Merrimack.
You're not all in. You're cock in.
Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire, strange show.
used to them.
I almost expected Fred to have another member attached to the hip dream that would have really destroyed Andy.
He was busy destroying Andy with an axe.
That is inappropriate.
So here is a thought.
No, it's not.
If you are.
Are you honestly wondering where that came from?
Yes. Really?
You don't exactly need to be Freud to figure this one out.
I think we've all had that dream. We just didn't bring it up
Fred
on the
again,
radio.
He's wondering where it comes from.
That's my shtick.
So here is a thought. If you're from Intercourse, Pennsylvania, you are an intercourser. Or if you come from Idiotville, Oregon, you're an idiot. What if you are from Dykes, Kentucky? What if you come from Beaver Lick, Kentucky? That one could get you in hot water.
Are Beaver Lick and Dykes really in Kentucky?
Beaver Stadium.
I guess so. And if you come from Goobertown, Alabama, would you even admit it? So there are some odd names for towns out there, huh?
Are Beaver Licks and
I'm from Everett. I admitted that.
Dykes near each other?
I don't know. Interesting, though, huh?
What happened if you're from... If you're from Dykes and you married someone that lived in Beaver Lick?
Fred's not having fun anymore.
Let's see.
His screening email.
Remember Daniel with the
For
service
what?
Dog?
Yes.
From the draft? He writes in again because I said I wanted to pat his dog. He said, it's too bad I didn't get a chance to chat with you guys at Gillette. Like I said, I was almost positive I was right next to a few of you at the draft, but Bill had already started talking about value, and I couldn't say anything until you were gone.
You fell asleep.
The dog is my seeing eye dog, which is why I wasn't sure it was you guys until I heard Paul's voice as you were leaving. And yes, you are usually supposed to ask the person who owns the dog if you can pet it. She's not supposed to be pet by other people when she has her harness on. Although, as I go to college, I make some exceptions, namely for certain females in Mike Giardi of Comcast, after he gave me an interview. Although he didn't ask, I just let it go. Anyway, great show as always, and I suspect I'll meet up with you guys eventually as I graduate next year.
Nice.
Excellent. So good. Here's our weather girl with the bombs, by the way.
Nelly Carreño. Carreño.
Carreño.
I'd like to be in...
Jeez.
That doesn't make any sense.
The guy who normally could come up with a sexual innuendo for any word in the language could not do it. For Carreño.
Tracy in Vegas says, Till I Come is just outside Fort Lewis, Washington.
What? So. Beaver Licks, Till I Come.
Amazing that there are this many places named.
We're in a boring area.
Is that
Quincy Sweet?
Is that one like a different pronunciation?
It's probably Tillicum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably an Indian word, right, or something?
Probably. Something different.
Wasn't that a battle? Battle of...
And Todd writes in that alpacas and llamas are cousins, but they're not exactly alike. Alpacas weigh about 150 pounds, llamas over 400.
So Paul's a llama. Eric's an alpaca.
Alpacas have luxurious fleece.
And they all look like alpacas.
While llamas have coarse fleece. Alpacas are very gentle and timid. Llamas are very brave. Alpacas can learn tricks, while llamas can carry heavy packs. And alpacas
An alpaca can't carry a pack, but a llama can?
Alpacas need protection, while llamas serve as herd guards. So they're different, but they're cousins.
I think the ones I see are llamas. They don't look like they weigh 400 pounds.
Well,
that's 400 pounds a lot.
I would say that alpacas are about the size of a good-sized sheep, except a much longer neck. That's an alpaca.
A 400-pound sheep?
No, alpacas are only 150 pounds.
The llamas are the bigger ones.
So I probably see the alpacas. I think I see the smaller ones.
And they have very luxurious fleece.
Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere then Paul went, his alpaca was sure to go.
Let's see.
Mary had a little lamb. You never heard Mary had a little lamb?
I have heard it, yes. But
these are real.
I don't know how it turned into a shot at me, but yeah, no, I have heard it.
These are real Newfoundland town names. Trust me, I'm from Atlantic Canada, says Fred. Dildo, come by chance, pothead, and blow me down.
Now, didn't include spread eagle.
Yes, look up spread eagle. Is that a real town?
Those are all real towns
come
in Newfoundland.
Come by chance. What you talk about on the radio today?
Come by chance. Double entendre locations.
Cock in.
Come by chance.
Adam from Connecticut is a new listener. And,
come by chance to spread eagle.
It's quite a show to be first-time listener.
Yes, we apologize. It's normally not like this, but blame the judges and the lawyers in the lockout issue.
The one thing I would question about that, yes, it is normally like this.
We talk more football than
this. You're right, Paul.
Not necessarily.
But had we had a mini camp last week and the week before, we'd still be talking about that. Yeah. We'd have been done with that in the first 15 minutes on Tuesday.
I would be telling you why Markell Carter could be great and why this guy, blah, blah, blah.
I liked your offensive line
thank you,
dissertation to the caller, Mike, in Florida.
It's always sunny in FLA.
Anyway, Adam from Connecticut says, I got frustrated with the other sports station. I find myself cursing at the dumbass callers that want to trade Brady after Castle had a decent year. The constant interruption to argue verbiage semantics from the flip-flop artist in the afternoon drove me nuts. I found your podcast on my Android phone and was ecstatic to hear the more in-depth Pat's analysis that I was craving. I was surprised to hear Paul and thought, wow, this guy is more than just a part-time co-host on that other station. I find myself busting out the occasional Andy Hart, hey-you! Do you do that?
Hey-you!
Oh. Yeah. After a well-placed joke or insult.
Like that would separate you from Andy Hart then, because at least you do it after a well-placed joke.
Right. As far as free agents.
It is what it is.
As far as free agents, who do you think would be the best for the Pats? Cullen Jenkins, Matthias Kuminuka, your bromance Matt Roth, Manny Lawson, Kevin Burnett, and Cameron Wimbley are some names that intrigue me. I would take some chances on Herzlick and or Golston. If Bill can coach them up, they both have a lot of potential. Thanks, guys. And just to let you know, a video of the push-up competition would be priceless.
Well, you left off Ali. I think the fit in Romeo's system, I think I'd be intrigued a lot by him. Our Matt Roth bromance isn't really he can come here and be the 12 sack guy.
That's a low level guy.
He's bottom of the, add him to the rotation.
And I think he could be better than some of the guys you have. Out of the guys you mentioned, I would say Wimbley and Kiwanuka would be of interest to me. I think those guys have the requisite skills to stand up and play on the edge, and I'd be interested to see what Belichick might be able to do with them.
Scott writes into all the men of PFW and the log cabin Republican in the sweater vest.
Oh, shut up.
Based on personal,
shut
I think
up.
He means based on personnel.
That's so intellectually beneath you.
No, actually it isn't. That's who he is.
No,
he
not.
Pretends to be more than that.
That's inaccurate.
Based
What's
on
a log cabin Republican?
Would that be like a Lincoln Republican?
No. Well, I've told you guys this before, and you laughed. How would you know that? It's the gay wing of the Republican Party.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think you've told us that
before. Yes, I have told you that before. You had a colonoscopy, and you forget that.
Because I need to add that to my repertoire.
Based on personnel, would it make sense to switch to a 4-3 primarily given the talent pool at each position?
It's not going to happen.
We say that every year, and he never does it.
That's right. So
no, because I don't think you have –
You don't have personnel right now.
Say, and when this comes up every year, we also say they're not strictly a 3-4 either.
It's
and
a joke.
If they do play
it's a
four,
joke.
If they did play 4-3, they would still play the same style and same system. It just would have different players actually in different spots. Like Derek Burgess at times lined up as a defensive end, and they played a four-man front, but he was still that edge guy that was asked to do the same two-gap responsibilities that everybody else in the front seven is asked to do. So it doesn't really change things all that much.
Let's see. Oh, another Ohio State linebacker who never did anything, Andy Katzenmoyer.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, he was injured.
Let's see. Chris from Toronto writes in about another doozy of a town name.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Austria, okay. And it's F-U-C-I-N-G with the K in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole shooting match. So in Austria.
Austria.
So I could say.
F-U-C.
The whole thing. Spelled, yeah.
Now, how's it pronounced?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go foo.
It's fooky.
It's got to be foo, but I don't know.
But you could, if you're the mayor, you're like, I'm the effing mayor.
I'm the effing mayor of effing town.
The effing police chief, right. Man.
Mark from Cheddar. After listening to your coverage of the draft and the last week and a half of dissecting it, I have come to one conclusion: Mrs. Draft has turned into a hateful person. Without ever meeting Eric in person, I have no idea, but
Mrs. Draft,
is the reason
it.
That Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots American football franchise, hates him so much. That's because good. He reeks of pomposity.
That's true.
I was also thinking about show ideas for the special off-season episodes. A tug of war between Paul and Fred, the Battle of the Bulge. A Diet Pepsi drinking race between Fred, Andy, and Eric, just to listen to Paul's reaction about how much of a waste of Diet Pepsi it would be.
No, he would outdrink us just watching. Like watching us.
Right. One question for you. Who has more free space in their head, Merriweather or Gronkowski?
That's a tough one.
Wow.
I'll stay away from that one.
Starter. I'll go with Andy for obvious reasons.
Hey. All right.
That's a tough question.
Let's see. Quick over-under. You ready?
Okay.
This is from Brian in Baltimore. Hey, Cockle Gobblers and Andy, Paul, and Fred.
Oh.
See now? Over-under game. Ocho Cinco broken bones during the bull ride, 1.5.
Over.
Under.
If he actually does it, he's going to get hurt.
Number of running backs to make 2011 roster, 4.
Over. Push.
Push.
Yeah. Over.
Just 4.
Paul thinks one more than they have.
Push!
With current defensive personnel, how many sacks in 2011? He says 34. I say over.
Under.
They had 36 last year.
Yeah. I'm going to go under.
Under.
Yeah, I can't
under.
Believe they had that many last year.
As current personnel, I'll say under.
I'm going to say over. 2011 wins 12.
Under.
Push.
Under.
I think push is a good one for that.
Brady Super Bowl wins before retirement 1.5 more.
Under.
All right. And Fred, when is the big one going to happen? Sometimes when I hear your hiccups, burps, and sudden stoppage of speech, I sometimes wonder, is this the big one?
Did he just black out?
Well, hopefully that will never happen. And as a loyal listener, I want this show to last forever. So I'm going to give you a little help if you want. I'm getting married at the end of August, and that has motivated me to lose about 40 pounds in 5 months, 225 down to 185. I started in January. I finally hit my goal. Hey, congratulations. Hey.
Oh, I wanted to do it with you.
Fred.
Never mind.
I will speak for the PFW world and give you a helpful tool that I've been using during this time. Try setting up a free profile on myfitnesspal.com. The site is basically a calorie counter that, based on your goals, with help, you track how much you should eat every day. The site has a huge community and database that you can also utilize when logging, and there is also an app that you can use on your phone to track it easily as well. I'm sure discipline hasn't been your strongest point, especially with all the free lunches from us listeners, but it's really easy to use and can hopefully help you find that losing any weight is just a math problem, more out than in. Good luck, Fred. Give it a try, and oh, you too, Paul. So
I was listening, actually, to that.
MyFitnessPal.com. It's like Weight Watchers. That's what Weight Watchers is. You count your calories.
Paul, you want to do it?
Yeah, that's
points free. Though.
You don't need to do it.
I need to do it. I weigh more than you do.
You're a lot taller than me.
Two,
almost three.
Oh,
brother.
What's your vertical?
That's why people don't like you.
two inches.
A very subtle shot right there. What's your vertical?
Two inches, Freddie.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress.
Thanks for listening.
We don't have anything else to do. Anybody was offended by the nonsense, we apologize.
We're just trying to entertain.
We're just trying to entertain and have fun.
We'll send you on a free trip to the Cox Inn.
During these tough times. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
The Cockle Gobbler. That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
We'll see you next Tuesday.